The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, your one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Things are feeling pretty special in Bulldog Country right now. Bruce Lamb has his dogs coming out of the regular season with an 8-2 record. They've captured their second region title in 3 years, which has given them home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Players have been setting new individual standards, and Nate Adams has been named a Mr. Football semifinalist. Yeah, things are feeling pretty special right now in Clay County. However, they can all come crashing down right here on John Teeples Field tonight as the playoffs begin. Because in just a few short hours, a field of 32 Class A football teams will be cut in half as 16 will go on and 16 will go home. The Dogs begin the five-round tournament this evening facing a foe that's become very familiar with their two-hour and 10-minute, 120-mile trek across the Sequatchie Valley and over the Cumberland Plateau into the Cumberland River Valley. It's none other than Jason Fitzgerald and his 4-6 Elk Creek Panthers, who have come to Salina for the fifth time in 6 years to begin the TSSAA playoffs. It's a winner take all, loser goes on the basketball brawl here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into about a Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show right here from Joe Neal Leach Stadium. This is the first playoff broadcast of the 2024 season. The second Friday in November finds us here looking out on John Teeples Field for the fourth straight contest and what we hope is going to be the first of four straight playoff meetings that we call right here from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. I'm Daniel Strong, and I run the camera as I describe the action tonight. To the left of me is a man who will play our commercials, track opponent stats, keep us updated on scores, and offer his thoughts throughout the evening. He's John Weaver, waving at the masses below.
Thank you, Daniel. Welcome, folks, to the playoffs. I'm excited tonight. Feels great out here. A little brisk chill in the air after some pretty warm weather this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
But looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And going to be a good opener, as always, with Sail Creek here. It's what we've grown accustomed to here at John Teeples Field. Sitting off to my right now, the other guy joining me, he'll offer expert analysis while keeping up with all the Bulldog data, on top of providing scoring summaries and end-of-quarter updates. He's our founder, Thomas Weaver.
Putting in all these responsibilities on us tonight.
Well, you know, you get the list and all the stuff y'all do, and it adds up to a lot of things. All I do is run the camera and describe that. I got two things. Y'all got four things.
I was just telling Thomas earlier before the broadcast started how little you did.
That's right.
No, it's
of course. We appreciate it, Daniel.
It's serious. We need to get serious because it's playoff football here tonight, guys, in Salina, Tennessee, and there's no place I'd rather be than right here at John Teeples Field with you two on another football Friday night. And it's the same place we hope to be for a few more weeks if the Dogs keep taking care of business, just like you said, Daniel. And they did so last week to earn it when they won another elusive region title over Gordonsville. How sweet it is, Daniel.
Yeah, it just something that I could certainly get used to, Thomas, no doubt. Two times in 3 years feeling that victory.
And the 4A championship was the first goal for these Dogs. Now they begin their journey for the big one as they start a new season, the postseason. And the first stop on that road to Chattanooga is here tonight against Sail Creek, a team Clay County has dominated in the past, as you chronicled. But you can't look over anybody, Daniel, including these Panthers.
No, they're a battle-tested bunch. I mean, when you look at them overall, you're going to find them sitting with a 4-6 record, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, they've played the likes of the Chat Prep, South Pitts, Whipples, some others, maybe a Bledsoe County in there. And they're stout team. You throw the record out, 4-6. All that means is you played a tough schedule.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. It's kind of all year long, that region down there. Probably maybe tougher than ours, you know, when you look at it across the board. And Sail Creek come out as the four seed. You know, they had to win a playoff spot, basically. So, I think you never know what happens in playoff football.
A testament to the strength of that region down there, I think. I mean, they play good football. We always, run into a good team, first round, second round, wherever it may be.
100%.
And for those who can't make it out to witness this one like we're going to get to, we got live video to go along with our normal audio this week. Thanks to the sponsorship of Eco Pounds of Tennessee and owner Shane Smith and the Smith family. And, it's something we've gotten accustomed to. It's kind of a normal thing here on the Horizon Sports Network. But once you get into the playoffs, the TSSAA charges a fee to live stream video of playoff football. And we wouldn't be able to do it without Eco Panel stepping up to provide this coverage, Daniel.
Yeah, just a huge thanks to owner Shane Smith and for covering that. A lot of individuals really depend on these broadcasts because they physically can't come out. They'd love to, and they just can't do it. So adding this video aspect of it's a tremendous thing for the Bulldog faithful that came. We wish Yang could have been here in person. He's no stranger to the Rising Sports Network and sponsoring things. We've had him on air before as he has sponsored the Christmas Classic up in Joe Sims' gym before. But we'd love to talk a little bit about eco panels, though, wouldn't we, for him?
Yeah, what an operation they have out there in Hermitage Springs, you know, where these insulated panels are handcrafted by people we all know right here in Clay County, including a few former Bulldog athletes, Daniel.
Yeah, and that's one thing, you know, huge thanks to the entire Smith family for generations here in this county. Being right now, I think, the largest provider as far as umbrella, all those companies together in the county, just a huge thing, the biggest employer oftentimes.
The legacy that family carries, I mean, with you mentioned all the businesses they've been involved with, and certainly Eco Panels is one of those prestigious businesses that's pretty much pressing the limits, you know, as far as technology and advancement in the building industry.
Yeah, yeah. You're a home inspector, John. Probably know quite a bit to add to it. Thomas, this is kind of a cutting-edge thing that a lot of folks still may not know about. Educate us a little bit on what they do.
Well, you know, we always say you can lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home with Eco Panels. We say that multiple times throughout our broadcast. But I've been there and seen it firsthand and what they've got going on. The ingenuity and craftsmanship going on at Hermitage Springs is top-notch, guys, because you can't get a better insulated, stronger, or easier-to-install wall through any other method, you know, and people are finding that out very quickly. We can say it over and over, but when you see it, you kind of understand it, Daniel. Nothing can compare, because you got a wall with better insulation, number one, that you can buy electrical conduit and boxes already pre-installed, sheeting on both sides already done before you even start a build. So it's not only better when it's done, but it speeds up that building process. You've got a complete insulated panel with better insulation than you can put in a house today. Right off the bat.
One thing that jumps out to me about that whole idea and aspect is it's in a controlled environment, too. They're sitting here in their shop, in their comfort zone with all the materials they need. No shortcuts to it. It's all done properly. They're not out in the elements having to brave things. And when that thing starts to go together as a home, those raw materials, they're not exposed to the elements at any point. It's already, as you mentioned, insulated and taken care of. So there's not going to be any degrading of material at any point, is there, John?
No, and that's definitely something I see on site, you know, almost on a weekly basis, is some materials can be affected sitting on a lumber yard before they ever arrive on site.
Sure.
Or even just at the job site itself, if it's a slower process. But so that kind of helps in more ways than one, you know. So a really good product they offer, and we're proud to have them here.
No doubt. And plus the foam they use, it doesn't melt at any temperature whatsoever, and you don't have to take time to insulate your home. That's already done when it's there. And, you know, on top of that, saying your home is an Eco Panels home, it means better resale value. Plus, it's kind of a unique selling point in itself.
And I assume that the imagination is the limit here. Is a home builder, a home buyer, not a buyer, but is a builder, go in with your imagination, they're going to fit to order what you want. I'm sure they have certain kits that maybe they have in place and that they offer, but if you want something special, they're more than happy to do it.
No doubt, and they've got the staff to be able to do that with you. Basically, you know, someone that will sit down, draw out what you got in your head, put it on paper, and have all the windows, the door holes, like we said, the light switches, electrical boxes, everything already done. Whenever you set those walls. So, you know, it's just crazy, really, the advantages. And, again, this is right here in Hermitage Springs, Tennessee, in Clay County. Folks on the cutting edge of the latest technology. So, folks, before you start a building project, stop by Eco Panels the next time you go through Hermitage Springs. Let them show you what they can do, because I promise you, you'll be impressed. And if you see Shane or any of the Smith family, tell them how much you appreciate them making this playoff coverage possible here tonight. And besides Eco Panels, there's a long list of other sponsors who helped us get this thing started almost a decade ago now here on the Rising Sports Network. And we can't thank each and every one of them enough. They make it all happen, just like EcoBounds is making the video happen here tonight. They're the backbone of the Horizon Sports Network, aren't they, Daniel?
100%. Just simply put, would not be doing this without them. And they always answer the call, and we love them. We try to do business with them as often as possible. We beg that you do, too.
We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the broadcast we put out each and every week, and we want to encourage you to pick up a paper to follow up this live stream tonight. Up next, as we do in every broadcasting and pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper in this week's Horizon Weekly Recap segment. We may just hit that real quick, Daniel.
I think we can do it.
So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for playoff football here in Salina, Tennessee.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dalhalla One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dalhalla One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. One of the biggest headlines we've had in a while said 4A champs reversed on a picture of the team in front of the scoreboard after that big win at Gordesville. Road to Chattanooga runs through Salina following Dogs Region title was the rest of it. The story talked about how Clay County earned home field advantage throughout the playoffs courtesy of a come-from-behind 42-35 Region 4A championship victory over conference rival Gordesville to set up tonight's first-round contest with Sell Creek, a team the Dogs have never lost to. But head coach Bruce Lamb explained the Panthers were not a team to take lightly, getting back where we were 2 years ago, and this time bring back the gold, not the silver. That's what the goal is, and we have to do that one game at a time, he said. We're up for a battle each week. We can't look ahead, and we got to take care of business. And that starts this week with Sell Creek. Their record may not show it, but they're a pretty good football team, and it's not going to be easy, that's for sure, he said. And coming away with their second-ever region title was no walk in the park for Clay County either, as the Dogs trailed Gordesville 28-14 at halftime and 35-21 with just over 10 minutes to play. Lamb said he saw a lot of willpower and determination out of his team when they rallied from behind to take down the Tigers for the title, Daniel, as your summary of the late-game heroics is going to show.
That it does, Thomas. That fourth-quarter comeback that you're alluding to, it started when senior quarterback Nate Adams went 4-5 on a 61-yard scoring drive, which was capped off by a 12-yard touchdown hauled in by his junior brother, Nolan Adams, and it made it 35-27. Senior Worm Smith then forced a Gordonsville fumble on the ensuing possession, and the Dawgs cashed in on the turnover to tie the game. Senior wideout Lance Burchett caught a Nate Adams pass that he took 50 yards to the house. Then in a reversal of roles, Nolan Adams threw a pass to his brother Nate for the two-point conversion to knot the game up at 35 with 9:15 to play. Clay County went on to push their unanswered point total to 21 as Nate Adams grabbed his seventh defensive interception of the season and returned it deep into Tiger territory to set up an 11-yard touchdown run by senior tailback Aiden Soto. Senior kicker Manny Hernandez nailed his fourth made extra point of the contest to account for what turned out to be the final margin after Nolan Adams sealed the win with an interception of his own to stop Gordonsville's final advance. Prior to the Dawgs' late-game rally, the game began with a frantic pace as both teams combined for five first-quarter touchdowns. Clay County struck first to go up 7-0 with 12 seconds going in the contest as Nate Adams hit junior tight end Reese Adams for a nine-yard scoring strike after the Tigers fumbled away the opening kickoff. Gordonsville quickly, though, made it 7-6 on a Jamario Williams 59-yard rushing touchdown before the Dawgs took another turn into the end zone. Nate Adams hit Burchett for 48 yards and followed it up with a 20-yard touchdown pass to his brother Nolan to change the scoreboard to 14-6. But the Tigers answered with 22 straight points. Williams broke free for a 46-yard score, followed by a two-point conversion just minutes later. Gordonsville quarterback Jay Foster ran one in from 80 yards out to round out the first quarter scoring, and Tiger backup tailback Turner Booker added a 34-yarder to give his team the two-score lead at the break. In the third quarter, Nate Adams connected with Burchett for a 9-yard touchdown to pull the Dawgs within 21-28 of Gordonsville, but Dalton Hancock returned the ensuing kickoff back to the Clay County 2-yard line, and Booker did the rest to put the Tigers back up two scores on the first play of the final frame. That's when that 21 unanswered Bulldog points ensued, which led to the student section rushing the field in a massive celebration from Bulldog Nation. What a summary. Thomas reading through that thing. It brings back good memories. What a win.
Fires me up just listening to you, Daniel. Clay County totaled 408 yards of offense on 66 plays in the win, including 66 rushing yards on 28 carries, and a total of 342 passing yards on 38 attempts. Nate Adams went 22 for 35 through the air for 321 yards and five touchdowns. And his brother Nolan completed two of three passes for 21 yards and a two-point conversion. Nolan's passes were caught by his brother Nate, two for 21 yards and the two-pointer. Nate had completions to his brother Nolan, five for 47 yards and two touchdowns. Burchett had 11 for 197 and two touchdowns. Reese Adams, four catches, 61 yards and a touchdown. And Soto had one catch, while Worm Smith also had a catch for 16 yards. Soto was the leading rusher with 12 carries for 50 yards and a touchdown, while Nate Adams had 7 for 13, Nolan 7 for 8, and Smith won two carries for 9 yards. The team was also assessed negative 7 yards. Reese Adams and Junior Cole each led the Dawgs in tackles with 5. Soto and Burchett made 4. Senior Hayden Adams had 3 and a tackle for loss and a sack. Nate Adams, who had an interception. Nolan Adams, who had an interception. Smith, who forced a fumble. And Junior Bryson Sharp, who recovered it all, made 2 tackles. While Junior Colton Brown and sophomore Roland Holloway both had 1 each. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for playoff football between Clay County and Sail Creek.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pre-game show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McCarron. We'll begin by looking at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have now made the TWS Subway playoffs for 8 consecutive seasons and have 27 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 16 wins to 26 losses, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 2 seasons ago in 2022, where we finished as the runner-up. The Sail Creek Panthers have made trips to the postseason in 7 years, including tonight, with each of these each of those coming consecutively over the past 7 years. The Panthers have yet to achieve a playoff victory, giving them an 0-6 record. The Dogs and Panthers are meeting in the all-time series for the 7th time this season. The previous 6 games have all went in favor of the Dogs. A pair of regular season games took place in 2017 and 18, before the first round meetings occurred in 2019, 21, 22, and last year in 23. The Black, Purple, and Gold have a 6-0 series record and ride that 6-game series win streak into tonight's contest. Thomas, I feel like, though, each year and each time we met them, Sail Creek becoming a more formidable opponent. But these highlights from the past include some nice ones here. I'll let you start on the Grand War Rush, and, of course, we remember this one. It happened in Finley Stadium, I believe.
It did. 2017, Jared Markham rolled up 160 yards on the Panthers, and then his brother Joseph, rushing touchdown later with 3 in 2021. And then you go back to Jared in 2018. This is 3 different years, all Markhams. Jared Markham, longest rushing touchdown. I remember that one, too, a 90-yarder he just took down the near sideline.
No doubt that he did. So I guess the 2017 game actually was here at John Teeples Field.
I think it must have been.
Because we know for
that
a fact.
That was at Finley Stadium, because I'll never forget it.
Passing yardage used to be Jake Ashok here, but last year Nate Adams surpassed him with a single-game mark, 259 yards passing. One year ago against Sail Creek, also same contest, 4 passing touchdowns for Nate, so he's competing against himself tonight, is pretty much he always is now. He's holding it all. Receiving leader could see a change here. The great Jimmy Burchett during his junior campaign, 2021, 112 yards receiving against Sail Creek here on this field.
I think we're going to have to be careful, Daniel. I hear Lance Burchett wearing number 3 tonight. So we've got to be careful not to say gimme when Lance breaks free.
We will. You're right about that.
Rushing or receiving touchdowns, it is the great Jimmy Burchett tied with Nolan Adams. 2021, Jimmy had 2. Nolan last season had 2 against the Panthers. And your tackle leader, Dylan Maxfield, 19 stops in that 2017 meeting. Daniel, talk about him quite a bit as far as single game leaders.
Solid inside linebacker, can't be argued. Interception leader, single game, no question here. Nate Adams, this came during his freshman campaign against Sail Creek. 2 interceptions for Nate. Could eclipse that tonight. Folks, that concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with some Lustral and Decadal History.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to About a Bulldog History. Last week we talked about the 1979 Salina High School Bulldogs. Tonight we look back 35 years to 1989. The classic television show Seinfeld premiered. Nintendo released its handheld Game Boy console. Nolan Ryan became the first Major League Baseball pitcher to throw 5,000 strikeouts. And Russell Richardson was in his eighth year as head coach of the Salina Bulldogs. A strong team here in 1989, one of the best to ever take the field for Salina, no doubt. A strong 10-2 record. We'll go through that schedule in a minute. As you guys know, 27 points scored on average throughout the year. A nice defensive showing. Only 10 points per contest allowed. I'm sure they pitched a few shutouts. Of course, the 89 and 90 years, both outstanding years. But we're talking 89 here tonight. Thomas is going to hear a lot of familiar names. Some names of dad's players on these recent teams and some guys who helped coach and are still around here.
Well, this is the team that me, myself, this is where football started for me in 1989 when it comes to a Bulldog football team anyway. And it had eight freshmen on it, Bill Diamond, Chris Reacher, Jason Cunningham, Jeremy Pettigo, Jerry Short, John Briggs, Kent Trowball, and Stephen Bailey, and then 12 sophomores, Chris Keene, David Maxfield, Douglas Netherton, Gary Bowles, John Bowles, Kevin Cunningham, Mark Ledbetter, Matthew Boone, Michael Adams, Philip Kirby, Roger Garrett, Timmy Smith, 12 juniors, Bill Pettigo, Brent Burchett, Brian Burchett, Eric Webb, Greg Collins, Jason Coons, Jeff Brown, Lane Boyce, Mike Briggs, Rob Holson, Scott Lynn, and Zach Burgle, and then just three seniors, but boy, were they dandies. Bobby Tubiker, Jason Narhead Hamilton, and Stephen Arms. You talked about the great Russell Richardson, also great assistants, Jonell Eads, Randall Walker, and the managers, Edward Williams and Homer Daly. As a seventh grader at this time, you know, These are your idols.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, had to be. Just enamored with them, no doubt.
No doubt.
And, you know, and that takes place even if the product you're seeing is not an outstanding product. Because it's,
yeah,
the high schoolers, you know. But this was an outstanding product in 1989, much like if a seventh grader, as you were back then, was watching the Dogs tonight, they're going to see some good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just an outstanding group here. We're going to go through this schedule like we always do. Open up the year with a win over DeKalb County, 14-0. Jason Hamilton, 2 rushing touchdowns in that contest. Then have the only loss of the regular season, second week of the regular season, a loss to Franklin Road Academy, 8-19 the score. So you're sitting there at 500, no doubt. Coach Richardson calling into question these guys, questioning their ability to play, you know, putting the screws to them, and no doubt they responded. They rip off Thomas 8 straight wins to finish that regular season with a 9-1 record. We'll just go ahead and go through them here.
Yeah, 10-0 shutout win versus rival Jackson County, a 28-6 blowout of the Gordonsville Tigers, and then a 32-6 victory over Watertown. Of course, you see Brian Burchett going off in those two, receiving touchdowns against the Tigers, and return the opening kickoff for a touchdown at Watertown. Not sure what you got going there at Jackson County.
Well, that Jackson County one, Thomas, negative 27 yards the Blue Devils had for the contest.
Wow.
Lost 27 yards, only 8 positive plays throughout the whole game. Just dominance coming off that Franklin Road win. So you took us up to the midseason point, sitting there at 4-1. Ripped through Red Bull and Springs 47-0. Jason Hamilton and Eric Webb, both with 2 rushing touchdowns in that one. Demolish Hawkeye 35-9. Blank Monterey 33-0. You see the defense, see the shutouts. So for about a 6-game stretch there, the second game through the 8th game, only 12 points allowed during those 6 contests, Thomas. And then some competition there to finish the regular season a little bit.
Yeah, played Ezel Harding, a 22-14 game. The great Stephen Arns with 2 passing touchdowns in that one. And, you know, a tough victory, kind of preparing for the postseason, really. And then our old foe, is to call him Upperman now, we called him Baxter, blew him out 54-14 in that regular season finale. That was always for the district championship back in those days. Or not necessarily the championship, but it was your last district contest anyway.
Absolutely. That secured what was, I think, maybe the 8th straight district title at that time. Then you get into the postseason. It looked a little different back then. Only 3 classifications, I believe, back in 1989. It was a 32-team field that did advance, but private schools were still around. There was no Division I, Division II. Everybody was together. Opened up with a tough win against Trousdale County, 27-20. Had a trivia question, I think. Is that going to be tonight? I think it is tonight.
Yep.
Going to have a trivia question from that contest, perhaps. But that put them at 10-1. We were trailing 19-20 in that playoff game when Jason Hamilton had a 4-yard rushing touchdown, only 40 seconds left in the contest to put the Dogs ahead, 27-20. Just a remarkable win out here at home in Salina.
The last time we'd beaten the Yellow Jackets until this season, and I think that's when you did that question.
Yeah, well, it was last week, wasn't it? Had a trivia question from that contest. Asked for some other folks that scored. I think Ron Holston had the block field goal 83-yard return in that one 2 weeks ago on trivia. But here it is, Thomas, second round of the playoffs. Donaldson Christian Academy coming to Salina, a home playoff game, huge crowd into November, very similar to right now, very formidable opponent coming in, and this was a highlight game across the state of Tennessee, and it did not go the Dogs' way.
No, it didn't, but you're right. The hype around it was unreal. I can see it going down. I really can. Scooter Edwards out on the field and the junior campaign, actually, I guess, for him at the time. And I don't know, one of the biggest games, the build-up to it, really, ever in Salina, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. Of course, that one came out DCA 42, Salina 16. Just a tough one. Of course, Edwards, a talented tailback, and a nose guard, I believe, defensively, is where he lined up. DCA went on to lose the title game. They played for a title, Hollow Rock Brewston, I believe, beat them in that title game. But just 1989, one of those years that it would be fun if we could take that team and plant them into 2000 and the 2020s, recent years, current region alignment, current nine classes in the state, private schools over in Division II now. DCA would not even be in our bracket. Who knows? You know, and that's...
You'd already beaten Trousdale.
Absolutely. You know, Franklin Road, the only other loss you had, you lost two games, both on the private schools. It'd be fun to see, but just a great year. Statistically, Arms, of course, the leading passer, over 1,200 yards passing that year. Jason Hamilton and Eric Webb split duties in the backfield. Narr had 905 yards rushing, Eric Webb 681. And then four big leaders defensively, each of those guys with 80-plus tackles defensively. Jeff Brown leading the way, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. He led the team in tackles from a defensive tackle position.
Unreal.
That shows his worth and his ability. 90 solos, Brian Birch at 84 solos that year. Jason Coons, 80 solos, and Jason Hamilton, 82 solo tackles. There were about six more guys right behind him in the 70s, but I had to just stop somewhere on what we was going to report. But a who's who of defenders. And that is one thing I quickly want to mention. Greg Collins, Jeff Brown, those guys up front, all these skill players that I've talked to over those years, they really brag on that offensive line and how great they were, you know.
Always. There's no doubt about it. And that's why you saw such success back in those days that allowed Stephen Arms to be the all-time leading passer up until now, and Brian Burchett to be the only other Mr. Football finalist and things of that nature. All about the guys in the trenches, and boy, did they have them.
No doubt, no doubt. Great coaching staff, too. We talked about them. All of them, Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. Cheerleaders in the fall of 1989, Susie Copeland, Charlotte Webb, Monica Hay, Jenny Moore, Melanie Brown, Nikki Masters, Penny Swint, and Julie Gentry. Of course, all maiden names there for those ladies. And the football queen in 1989, Christy Pennington. Folks, it's been our absolute pleasure to discuss the 1989 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 35th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Macon Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game
a game time weather report, the final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Sail Creek for the first round of the playoffs, where the 8-2 Dogs look to advance to the second round with a win over the 4-6 Panthers. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb for this postseason edition of Inside the Locker Room. Thanks for having us over today.
Always my pleasure.
What a win the other night, Coach. Program's second ever region title. How special was that?
And, you know, it's a great feeling, you know, and especially the way it was done. You know, coming in at halftime, being down 14, and not playing our best football. And you could see a little frustration in our kids' faces. And, you know, you come in, talk to them, and you see the maturity come out in these guys and the leadership in these older kids, and come out, and we went play by play and told them not to look at the scoreboard, and they didn't. And the final score, 42-35, and like you say, region champs for second time in school history, and what a effort and what a great accomplishment for these young men.
You said it. You know, it seemed like the game kind of had it all. It was back and forth to start, and then the comeback for the ages, really. Have you ever been a part of one like that, Coach?
If I have, I've done forgot about it.
Yeah.
Right now. But, you know, it was awesome. It was an awesome feeling to see these kids and just see the smiles on their faces and see the confidence building in each play in the second half. And I'm speechless, very proud of them.
And you said it too, you know, down two scores twice, and not really a place this team has been this year. You know, how important was it to see your team come out and respond?
Well, you know, it builds their confidence up in their heads that they know that no matter what the score is, they always have the opportunity and to come back and to, you know, get in the game, and that's what we did. And you know, it's kind of like an animal smells blood. You know, we smelled a little blood right there by making a few steps forward and scoring on them and then stopping them. And you know, it's just a huge win for these kids, and knowing that and believing what they can do.
They came against a rival, Gordonsville, had a history since you've been here, and it goes way back, about 75 games. But your stars stepped up in that one, you know, and did it have something to do with that history, you think?
Absolutely. Everybody looks when the schedule comes out and wants to know, you know, when you play Gordonsville, you know, or, you know, we don't worry about the other games. We worry about this one. And, This was a huge game, as you saw the people standing here and on the side of the fence and up in the stands. And Gordonsville side was packed, and you know, it's for both sides. It's just an awesome game to be a part of.
Nate Adams, 5 touchdowns, 300 plus yards. Lance Burchett, nearly 200 yards receiving. What Nolan Adams did, a couple of touchdowns. Aiden Soto, the winning score at the end. Did you expect that out of those guys?
I never expected 42-35. I knew it was going to be a good game. But, you know, these kids never cease to amaze me and the things that they can do. You know, Nolan, he'd scored twice, kind of was a decoy most of the night. And you know, Lance stepped up, had the biggest game of his career, and showed why, you know, he's such a special player. You know, Aiden Soto does what he does every week, runs extremely hard. Nate Adams, what do you say? I mean, if he's not Mr. Football, I don't know who he is. You know, people's not voting the right way if he's not, because he's just amazing. He's amazing to be around.
And it's official, Coach. Nate Adams is a Mr. Football semifinalist, just 1 of 5. And I know this is a team game, but you have to talk about the individual here. Only the second ever Bulldog to be considered.
You know, it's a great feeling knowing that Nate has reached his goals of individual goals. And, you know, we're still trying to get our team goals. But, you know, what more can a kid do? I mean, 34 touchdown passes. That's incredible. You know, and then you talk about he's got 7 interceptions this year, but he has 31 for his career. That's just unheard of, and just what a great career this young man's had, and you know, part of being a quarterback, and for me, being and what I've always done as a head coach is they got to be a leader, and Nate has really blossomed into a great leader. All the stats and stuff are great, but his leadership is absolutely the biggest part of his game.
Two-way star, too, you know.
Absolutely.
You talked about it defensively and just all around. I agree with you, Coach. I don't see that there could be anyone more deserving, really.
I don't. You know, and I think there's a couple kids from South Pitt and one from McKenzie and one from Whitwell. And, you know, and I'm sure they're great players. But I'm kind of telling you that ours is really dang good. And, there's some other adjectives I'd probably use, but I'm just going to tell you, he's special.
And you're going to need Nate Adams and all the guys as you start this playoff run. Region championship earned you home field advantage. You talked about how important that is. But Sail Creek comes to town for the 4th year in a row. Does that familiarity help or hurt?
Yeah, I believe it does. Because, I mean, I know Coach Fitzgerald and known him a long time. I know what he's going to bring to the table with his kids. They're going to be extremely physical. I mean, but that familiarity, yeah, exactly. We know what they got. They know what we have. And so it's going to be an interesting matchup, and it's going to be one that we better come to play because everybody's 0-0 right now.
And they've never beaten Clay County. I know that's almost a jinx to say something like that at this point in the season, but so this is one of those that maybe hard to get up for. First round, coming off a big region title win. How do you keep your guys focused this week?
Well, first of all, I want to knock on wood. So
yeah,
maybe make sure we don't jinx there. But, yeah, it you know, you think about it, it should be a game that we win, looking at the schedules and the records and stuff like that and knowing our history. But, you know, everybody, like I said, everybody's 0-0. You know, they're in the playoffs for a reason. They're a good football team. You know, and they're not coming all the way from Chattanooga to lose. I promise you that. So, you know, every game is very important. You know, and I've been part of a team that went 5-5 during the regular season and won a state championship. So, you know, you got to come every week. You know, 5 weeks in a row, you got to play your best game.
You told me from the newspaper earlier this week, of course, your goal, make it back to Chattanooga, come home with a different result. But you said you got to take it one game at a time. Has that been your message?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can't look over anybody. You definitely can't look over a Sail Creek or whoever, you know, if we make it to the next round, whoever. Yeah, that's definitely the big picture. But you got to go one game at a time. If you don't, you'll be going home, and we definitely don't want to do that.
What can we expect to see out of Sail Creek? You talked about their physicality. What do they do with the football?
Well, they a lot of running the ball, very, very physical, running backs, power backs, very super athletic quarterback, moves really well. Number 5 is a really good wide receiver for them. Number 11, probably 6'5", 6'6", wide receiver. You know, and so they got some good skilled kids. Defensively, they're going to kind of play a defense. They'll blitz some up the middle with their linebackers, but they're more of a sit back and let you make some mistakes, and they try to take advantage of them.
One key, Coach, real quick. What's Clay County got to do to survive in advance?
Focus and do what we do. And, you know, if we do that, and, you know, last week we had a offensively, we just got whipped up front in the second quarter. You know, and then the second half, we came out and we played really well. Defensively, we missed a lot of tackles. You know, we got to fix that. And if we can fix that, you know, hopefully we'll come out here with a win.
Coach, as always, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate you.
Good luck tonight.
Yes, sir.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Back here live on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show, about 7.5 minutes before this first-round contest. Going to kick over to John for how they fare. From Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Week one opponent, Alvin C. York Institute, finished the season 8-2. Last week, the Dragons won at Polk County, 18-13. Tonight, York will host 3-6 Hampton Bulldogs out of East Tennessee. They're just east of Johnson City on the way to Boone, North Carolina up there. No doubt they've had a challenging season due to the recent flooding in the area and stuff. And that's a tough minimum 3.5-hour drive, a little over 200 miles to get up there to Jamestown. That's just one way. Of course, we still expect the Dragons probably to move on next week.
No doubt.
Week two opponent, Westmoreland Eagles, another formidable opponent there, 8-2 as well. Last week they finished off Trousdale County 42-0. Tonight they're going to host the 6-4 Cannon County team, who started their campaign with a loss at Monterey and finished last week on the road with a loss to Marion County. A pretty good record for a first-round opponent versus a region champ, but I'd say Westmoreland probably advanced. Week three opponent, Jackson County Blue Devils, did not qualify for the playoffs. Week four opponent, Monterey Wildcats, 7-3 final record. The Wildcats won against Smith County in week 11, final game of the season. Tonight they traveled to a 6-4 Forest team, who finished their season last week with a win over 3-7 Fayetteville, 34-32. Monterey going to have to travel in this one, but I'd say they got a pretty good chance to win it. Opponent, week five, Portland Panthers also did not qualify for the playoffs. Monroe County, Kentucky was our week six opponent. They finished 5-5. They won at Caverna, 50-38. Tonight, they're going to host a 2-8 Shawnee, Kentucky team in the first round of the KHSAA Class 2A playoffs. Opponent, week seven, region opponent, Joe Burns, finished 3-7. They won at Red Bowling Springs in the final game of the season. Joe Burns travels to 7-3 Whitwell for a tough matchup tonight.
Of course, Clay County getting the winner of that one if they win here tonight.
Week eight, we were on a bye. Week nine, we faced Red Bull and Springs. The other Bulldogs lost at Joe Burns. I'm sorry, versus Joe Burns final game. They make the trip to face the formidable 8-2 South Pittsburgh Pirates. Week 10, Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. They're at home. Folks, we're going to go to our national anthem. We'll be right back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Becker Live on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Going to keep the John and him wrap up. How they fare?
As I was mentioning, Trousdale County is not in the playoffs this year either. They only scored 20 points all season, guys, while giving up just over 40 points a game. And of course,
tough times for them.
Our Week 11 opponent, Gordonsville Tigers, finished 6-4. They lost to us last week. Tonight, they're hosting the 7-3 Chattanooga Prep team in another tough first-round matchup, I'd say. Clay County's opponent's combined record at the end of the regular season was 51-48.
Pretty tough schedule overall. You know, you're talking about six or seven of those teams making the playoff.
Folks, that has been How They Fared, brought to you from Farm Bureau. And Sign Agency Manager Danny Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We'll go ahead now on this H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show and get over to Thomas for the Westmore Management keys to the game. Thomas, let's talk about it. First round of the playoffs. Winner goes on, loser goes home. When start on offense, how do we get it done?
Well, tonight, this Clay County offense, now led by an official Mr. Football semifinalist, Nate Adams, just needs to leave no doubt early. You know, they don't need to let Sell Creek hang around. And that only happens by not scoring points early and often, Daniel. And I think that's what we're going to see out of this Clay County offensive tonight. Defensively, I think this defense might be looking for a little redemption. Don't get me wrong, they bowed up pretty good down the stretch against Gordonsville, but they also got exposed in a pretty significant way. I think they're frustrated with that performance tonight. I think they take that frustration out on the Panthers. And overall, I think it's like Coach Lamb said, focus and do what we do, you know, because not many teams can handle what these dogs do, in my opinion, especially not Sell Creek, unless they let them, Daniel. So tonight it's on us. I have a feeling these dogs are mission-oriented and about to embark on another one for the ages. And unfortunately, the Panthers, for them, it all starts right here tonight at John Tapos Field.
Folks, there you go. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management. They offer local affordable housing here in Clay County for over 30 years. We'll go ahead now and turn our eyes to the sign of skies as the captains meet out there at midfield for the coin toss. And bringing the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently for this time of year outstanding at 56 degrees right now. Going to be pretty nice throughout the contest. It is moist out, 79% humidity. Fog could be an issue, so visibility could be an issue 2 nights ago out here. Very difficult to see here on John Tapos Field. Last night it was clear. Hopefully it will stay clear tonight. Air quality index is good with a 30 rating, 2 mile per hour wind, and only a 3% chance of precipitation throughout the contest. None is falling today. Back on Wednesday, we did have some. Folks, this has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. The other folks that you can trust protect your home from the elements. Going to kick over to John here for a quick full coverage final word where we get his last thoughts before kickoff. It's brought to us by Ashog and Strong Insurance. John, go ahead and cover it all just like their agency does. This Bulldog Nation comes to their feet.
Standing up, waving those towels. Guys, I just think it's all about execution tonight. No letdowns. Kind of playing our game. Stay the course. Any hiccups that may happen, we just need to stay focused. I'm sure Coach has a good game plan tonight, and the boys just need to take it one play at a time, one game at a time, and just keep moving forward in this playoffs. And I think execution is the word tonight.
I think so. Get out there, do it clean, get it in and get it done. This has been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonda today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. The Dogs coming out and taking the field wearing the gold jerseys tonight. They're the home team, black helmets, gold CC on the side, gold jerseys. These seniors wanted to wear them tonight, so you'll see a few number changes. They wear black breeches. Sell Creek, the visiting team, they wear white helmets, white jerseys, white pants, blue numerals on those jerseys trimmed in black. Clay County going to kick off from left to right by vantage point to get this contest started. So we'll bring you the State Farm starting lineups defensively, brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. The nose guard, senior Hayden Adams, defensive tackles, Roland Holloway and Colton Brown, inside backers, Reese Adams and Worm Smith, outside backers, Bryson Sharp and Nathan Soto. The cornerbacks, Nate Adams and Waylon Sherry, and the safeties over the top, Cole Eads and Nolan Adams, joined by Lance Burchett in and out. This has been the State Farm starting defensive lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Here we go, folks. Playoff football in Salina. Hernandez puts his foot to it. Low line drive kick. Going to be fielded by a Panther around the 20-yard line. He comes upfield, going to get about 5 yards, breaks the first tackle, still on his feet, now brought down around the 33. On that tackle, going to be number 79. That's Hayden Adams, wearing 79 tonight. Did not have the 52 that his dad Matt wore at times back in his career and that Hayden has worn all season long. So a few roster changes. We'll try to keep that straight. Soto wearing 24 instead of 23. Hayden wearing 79 instead of 52. Those are two of the more notable changes that I'm aware of. Curry. Of course, the other one, Lance Burgett, wearing Jimmy's on number three, and that he wore his Bulldog. Go ahead, John.
Kari Escobar, number four, is the senior quarterback for South Creek.
South Pitt taking over at their own 33-yard line, first and 10. Escobar, keeper off right side, has speed, tries to get the corner, cannot do it. Gains around one.
Nolan Adams coming up from his safety position to force him out of bounds over there, Gus.
Looks like a gain of one, makes it second nine. Play originated from the 32 rather than the 33. Now it resides at the 33.
Coach Lamb talked about this Panther offense. It all runs through Escobar at the point of it. The best athlete on the field is taking the snaps.
Sail Creek, the four seed in a region three. Here they come on second nine option play. The pitch is there. Tailback with it. Gets to the 35. Hit and brought down. Nice open field tackle. Lance Burgett coming up. Lowering the boom. Going with that three safety look over the top, and we see actually Lance playing this near side corner in place of Waylon Cherry, it appears. We've talked all year long. We've got depth in the secondary. Have five guys that can play anywhere.
Yeah, this is a big third down for Clay County right here to get a three and out on their first on the opening possession of this ball game, Daniel. We didn't really talk about it pregame, but I'm sure these guys are looking for maybe the shutout here tonight. Again, they weren't happy with how they played a week ago.
Panthers with it, third and six. Two wide to the right. Escobar rolls that way. Release is going to be caught near the stick. Stop short, though. On a situation here for the Panthers to go, if they wanted to, on fourth and short, at least to go for a hard count. They are on their side of the field around the 39. Early in this contest, and it looks like now they're going to switch it off. Thought the offense was coming out. Thomas, football is being placed at the 39-yard line.
Cole Leeds on that last stop. I had trouble trying to pick him out, but I see him out here now. He's still wearing his number five.
Escobar, one of one on this opening possession, but it looks like the Panthers are going to go three and out. Punt formation on the field. Still have to watch the hard count. If we jump, it'll be a first down. Here's the snap. Rugby-style kick away, end over end. Nolan going to field it at the 25. 30, cuts back. 35, breaks one tackle, hit by another now, spins and brought down. So return of around 10 yards for Nolan Adams, and Clay Kenny will take over for their first offensive possession of the contest. 0-0 the score here in the first round of the Class A TWSWA playoffs. Clay Kenny, the Region 4 champions facing the number 4 seed Panthers out of Region 3. Dogs take over at the 34-yard line, a 66-yard field in front of the football. And Mr. Football semifinalist Nate Adams, the senior quarterback. 2 wide left, 1 to the right. Nate Wedgett going to roll left, flips the hips, releases, caught at the 39, no incomplete. Looked like the ball was on target from my vantage point. Trying to hook up to Nolan on the out. John, you may have seen it better than me. Just dropped the ball there.
I think it was on target, yeah. Maybe Nolan was going to make a move before he actually put his hands on it.
Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Ball still at the 34. Dogs break huddle. Sits on the near side hash here.
That's one of those rhythm passes coach tries to get going early in the game.
Yeah, so, a little moisture here on John Teeble's field tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had that rain 2 days ago. Soto running angry here, as John likes to say. Picks up a couple before he's driven back.
Soto wearing 24.
Yes.
Have to get used to that one.
Third mid-range, third and cut at six, I suppose. Ball sitting at the 38. Passing situation here, but that's a place that Clay Kenny, of course, is very comfortable. Adams on the season, 2,492 yards passing, 8 away from 2,500. Soto shifts to the right here. 2 wide left. Nate with it. Quick release. Going to be caught and out of bounds. Good enough for the first down. Waylon Cherry doing an outstanding job on that route, John, running exactly at the stick. This is going to move the chains here.
Yeah, receivers like that's what I just wanted to mention early on. Proud to see Nate, a candidate for Mr. Football.
Yes.
You know, that's well-deserved. So, and his receivers helped him get there, no doubt.
Ball sitting at the 44 now, first and 10. Gain of exactly 6 by Nate Whalen there. Get to Soto. He's across midfield. Lowers the boom on the Panther and sets up shop in Panther territory. A first down run at the 45. Soto putting together a solid, solid year already. He's eclipsed his totals from last year. Well, no, he hadn't eclipsed them yet, but his average is what's been impressive to me. 6.4 yards per carry for Aiden Soto here during his senior campaign. 95 carries, 611 yards. First and 10, Nate in the gun. Fake to Soto. Quarterback keeper off left side. Dumps it off now on the RPO. In the hands of Lance Burchett. Lance to the 35 and brought down near the first down stick.
There's that number 3 you guys mentioned in the pregame. Lance Burchett caught the ball and took off.
Talking to Lance's mom, Brooke Burchett, earlier. Of course, she's the guidance counselor here at Clay County High School and has been for many years. She said Lance used to wear 3 when he was younger, and Jimmy wore 26, and they flipped at some point, and now kind of setting it back right. Of course, their dad, Brent, wore the 26 during his days. Ball now at the 34-yard line, first and 10. Nate rolling right. Wants a big one. Releases, looking for Nolan. Going to be intercepted. Nice play by the Panther DB. Sorry I didn't get the camera around there. I was watching the ball. But the first deep ball of the contest, the shot down the sideline, intercepted by the Panthers. John, who was that?
Looked like number 8, Josiah Justison, a junior.
Yeah, just one of those, throwing in the coverage, expecting Nolan to go get it. And basically, good play by the Panther. Nolan was there. He was there. He just came down with it, John.
It was a true 50-50, looked like, but good play by the defense.
Second possession for Sail Creek here. 8:05 mark, first quarter, score is 0-0, taking over at the edge of the goal zone there. What is the Clay County one anyway, an 80-yard field in front of this Panther offense. Escobar at the controls, the senior quarterback. Hand off to a back, tries to get the edge on the right side, does so. Now he's broken into the free, going to be a foot race. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, going to be run down, but only after a huge gain. The Panthers finding something off right side. They like their number 4? Perhaps? No, that's the quarterback. So
number 9.
9, okay. Evan Higgins, the senior running back. 5'6", 180 pounds, and explosive play all the way down to the Clay County 25.
55-yard run.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for Nate Adams, it was going to be an even bigger touchdown. Nate putting his head down. Running down the ball carrier there, guys. But again, Clay County with a turnover. Sail Creek trying to take advantage.
Escobar off left side and gets to the line of scrimmage. Now turns the corner. Positive yardage. 5 yards or more, and he's run out of bounds. Escobar with good speed. Kari Escobar, 6 foot, 146 pound senior. Not the biggest of bodies with that 146 pound weight, but pretty fleet of foot. Panthers on the edge of the red zone here. 2nd and 5, playbook open.
Yeah, we've seen a little bit of the same start we saw against the Tigers last week at Gordonsville with a huge run. This time it didn't go for a touchdown, but it's putting the Panthers in business.
Double wide out, double wing. Escobar throws, lofts it up, going to be incomplete.
Looks like he threw it just a bit high for his receiver out there.
3rd play of this drive coming.
Maybe his brother, Khalil, both named Escobar.
Ball reset at the 20, near side hash. 3rd and 5. Play clock at 15 as the Panthers are still in the huddle. Defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson, his squad allowing on average 14 points per contest. They have pitched 3 shutouts this year during regular season play.
We'll have to hurry.
Play clock snaps, flags out. They're going to say delay a game. No false start, they say. False start against the Panthers. Thomas, you called for them to hurry, and they did before the ball was snapped. 3rd and 5 becomes 3rd and 10.
Yeah. You have to think it's 4-down territory. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was almost a little surprised earlier that Sail Creek didn't go for it out here, but that's us just thinking the Dogs are superior. The Panthers may think they're superior to Clay County here. And so far, who could argue? They're about to score, perhaps. Maybe this Dog defense will get tough. 3rd and 10 at the 25. Escobar in the gun. Wants to throw. Rose Rickaby! Almost sacked. Nice pressure up the gut from Reese Adams, the statistical leader of this defense.
Yeah, great call by Coach Dickerson right there to bring Adams. And great job by him. Force early throw.
Adams on the year. 90 solo tackles. 8 for loss. 2 quarterback sacks gives him an even 100 coming into this contest. That's averaging 10 stops per game. Thomas, that's going off our stats, and we might have missed a few.
Yeah, there's no doubt we have. Reese Adams, just a prototypical linebacker. We talk about what he can do on the offensive side, but that's his home right there at Mike.
Here we go, 4th and 10. Chance to get off the field. Hold the Panthers at bay. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right for the Panthers. 2 back set, 1 to either hip. Escobar, timeout taken on the field. No, a penalty marker. Yeah, timeout.
Delay a game. They're indicating delay a game. It's a back judge.
Okay.
A mistake there. Bye. The Panthers head coach, Coach Lamb, a lot of respect for him, but perhaps did not see the play clock. A costly penalty. 4th and 15 now. Instead of 4th and 10. Could have used the timeout. Escobar to throw under pressure. Holding in the backfield. No flags come out. I can't believe it. Worm Smith tackled back there, but incomplete. Maybe it was tangling of the feet and Worm just failed, but it looked like he was wrestled to the turf.
Yeah, hard to say. Most time you see a defender go to the ground in the opponent backfield, it is a hold, but not this time. Turnover on downs.
Clay County taking back over after the Nate Adams interception. Sail Creek has a huge explosive play, then nothing else. So a harmless turnover, 0-0, still the score. Dogs looking for points here, 6:28 mark of this first quarter. Fog starting to roll in here at John Temple's Field. Could be an issue before night's end. As we mentioned, 2 nights ago out here, it was hard to see 30, 40 yards away from you. Nate Adams, play action pass, rolls left, dumps off, Lance with it, 30, 35, 40, 45 run out of bounds. Started at the 30-yard line, Thomas, with a 70-yard field in front of the offense. And we'll have to see where this first down is going to be set at. Lance picking right up where he left off. Of course, Nolan Adams coming into this contest with 1,043 yards on the season receiving. Lance not far behind at 915. I'll wager when we come out of this contest tonight, we'll have 2,000-yard receivers, something that's never happened in the history of this program. Only once had we had a single 1,000-yard receiver. Ball at the 45 after a gain of 15. Give to Soto, trying to get away from the Panthers. They've got a bead on him, though. Going to wrestle him down. Big tackle for loss. Also 7 or 8. And Thomas, there we saw 2 Panthers on top of Soto. Aiden just dead to rights from the get-go there.
Yeah, nothing the tailback from Clay County could do there. And you're right, a huge loss. All the way back to the 38-yard line, looks like.
Soto running with everything he had to try to get away from the Panthers, but a lot of times you'll turn one guy loose like that, but seldom two. Missed block, obviously, off that right side. 2nd and 15. Nate to throw. Drops back in the pocket all day. Releases. Now caught. Midfield. Lance Burchett with it. Makes one man miss. No, the same guy circled back for him, but he got a couple extra yards on the effort. Very close to the stick, John. I mean, 1 yard short, it looks like.
Good play there. We always see Lance on the underneath. You know, we send him deep, and Lance is right there as kind of a safety. We'll take it, right, guys?
3rd and 1, right across midfield at the Panther, 46. 5 minute mark, 0-0, first quarter, first round of the playoffs, Panthers jump off sides. Last week, we saw Clay County sitting in a fourth and nine or something. Consecutive hard counts by Nate Adams gave us a first down. I don't think I'd ever seen a disciplined defensive line like the Tigers be drawn off on back-to-back plays and get out of a fourth and nine with it.
And that's what we saw happen here, too. Gave his team a first down on the third and one there.
Fifth play of the drive coming. Technically the fourth, I guess. We didn't snap on the last one. Nate to throw. Quick release. Caught by Nolan. First catch of the night. 30. 25. Still on his feet. Now into the arms of about three Panthers, and he's brought down. Only after gaining a first down, though.
You know, that's the first time we've seen just a dead, sharp slant out of Nolan Adams in quite some time. That was perfection right there. Ball on the money in stride, John, for a first down.
That's good to hear. I missed the play, but you're right. It's typically maybe a hook or a deep ball.
First and 10. Ball sitting at the 24-yard line, we'll call it. Three to the left. Nate looking that way. Now dumps to Soto with a pass. 20, 15, 10, spins, run out of bounds. They're going to give him the 9-yard line or so. 9 little wheel round into the short side of the field. Good play call by head coach Bruce Lamb. 6th play of the dog drive coming. Ball spotted at the Panther 8-yard line. First and goal. 3:58, mark of the first quarter. Clock is stopped. Nolan and Lance split left. Reese Adams tied in right. No, actually, Reese the wing. Worm Smith the tight end. I missed the play. What do we do with it? Give to Soto.
Give to Soto off the right side.
So a new look there had Worm at tight end, Reese at wing.
I think we saw that a little bit last week on those underneath waggle plays out of the backfield to Reese Adams. That's what it was coming out of, that set.
And Worm had a catch at some point for 16 yards that we didn't catch at the moment, but I think he pointed that out to you today, Thomas, when you ran into him at Clay County High School.
Yeah, he did. He said we cheated him with a couple of stats. And
we got
it happens. We fixed it.
We fixed it now. Timeout taken. 3:27 mark of this first quarter. 0-0 the score. Clay County threatening.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Bulldog Football Live, presented by Clay Fire Sports, with video tonight being provided by Eco Panels of Tennessee. First and goal, actually second goal for the Dogs here from the 6-yard line after Soto picked up two on first and goal from the 8. Waylon Cherry splits wide left. Lance Burchett in the slot left. Nolan by himself right. Reese Adams tight end left. Soto behind Nate, now shifts to the right side. Nate in the gun, waiting on Hayden Adams' snap. Low snap, picked up, thrown to the corner, caught, touchdown. The Adams family strikes again. Nate to Nolan. Clay County taking a lead here. 35th passing touchdown of the season by Nate. 18th receiving by Nolan.
I don't know if he saw something pre-play, Thomas, but, I mean, as quick as he could get it out of his hand, he slung it out there to his brother. The defender didn't even have hardly a chance to look up.
Yeah, it's just that innate sense that those two have, not just being brothers, but also the work they put in together, guys.
Hernandez good on the point after. Clay County 7, Sail Creek none. 3:21 mark, first quarter.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hollow Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation.
For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Football, presented by Clay Power Sports, with live video provided by Eco Pounds of Tennessee, where the Dogs now lead Sail Creek 7-0, 3:21 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 70-yard drive on six plays, covering 3 minutes and 7 seconds of game time as Nate Adams started clicking. Two to Lance Burchett for two first downs, to his brother Nolan for 17, to Soto for 16, and then Nolan for a 6-yard touchdown to cap it. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Panthers taking over for their third offensive possession. Nolan Adams making the special teams tackle. Panthers have it at the 42-yard line, a 58-yard field in front of them, 3:16 left on this opening quarter clock. Clay County up 7-9. Escobar in the gun, running back right side. Receiver in motion left route, makes it trios to the right. Ball thrown, ball caught at the line of scrimmage. Squirts ahead for a 1-yard gain. Tackle going to be made by Cole Eads. Reese Adams coming out to inflict some punishment as well on the receiver. Pick up a 1, makes it 2nd-9. Just want to remind you guys on air here that we ran out of time to do our live picks. Coach Edwards and myself have done documented ours. Don't forget to make y'all's before you see any scores. No cheating on the pick 'em now. 2nd-9, Escobar option play. Ball pitch, tailback with it. Hit by Lance Burch. He gets out of Lance's grasp. Not away, though, from Bryson Sharp. Sharp wearing 34 tonight. Ball carrier number 9 for the Panthers. We mentioned him earlier. Evan Higgins had that big 55-yard run earlier. That's the only thing that the Panthers have done a whole lot. Of course, this is only their third possession of this contest. Dogs up 7-9, 2:10 and ticking, first quarter.
Higgins, 65 yards on 3 carries. He's the one that broke the big long one.
3rd and short. Ball exactly at midfield at the 50. Up back in motion, Escobar, quarterback keeper. Right side, 45, 40, burst of speed. Into the free, 25, 20, going to score. Sail Creek, a 50-yard touchdown, senior quarterback. Kari Escobar, we mentioned his fleetness of foot. He puts it on display right there.
He weeded for a minute, but then he just turned on the jets, and that was nobody could get him.
No, there wasn't, and Coach Lamb knew that coming in. Coach Diggerson knew that coming in. Hey, Escobar, the quarterback, best athlete on the field for Sail Creek, and he showed it there, John. A little hesitation move in the middle, kind of froze that second level. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, he put the pedal to the metal and across the goal line to tie this ball game.
We go to break here. Minute 36 left in this first quarter. We're knotted up here in the first round of the playoffs. Sail Creek 7, Clay County 7.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Back here live, Bulldog Football being presented by Clay Power Sports. My video being provided tonight during this first-round playoff contest, Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Of course, as we mentioned in the pregame show, once you get into the playoffs, Thomas, a fee for each of these video broadcasts. You can do audio at no charge, but if you want to carry video, you got to pay to do so. And very thankful is the Horizon Sports Network to Eco Panels of Tennessee for stepping up for that special sponsorship tonight. First and 10. Dogs taking over third offensive possession. They do so from their own 29-yard line of 71-yard field in front of this offense. A mass shift. Goes three wide right. Nate rolls that way. Sets up. Steps up. Has time. Going to scramble and run. Up to the 38-yard line and brought down right around the line of the game.
Yeah, good job by Adams there. Saw the opening and took it for a first down. Daniel, and we talked about his legs. We've seen glimpses of it. He's got the speed to break one.
Oh, no doubt. First and 10 now. Ball spotted at the 39. Gained a 10 then, Thomas, is that correct?
I guess so. Must have started at the 29, not the 30 then.
Oh, did I call 39?
I don't know.
I did say a 71-yard field, so the 29.
Okay, I just wrote it down wrong.
Three to the right. Nate rolls that way. Flags come out, and this is going to go against Clay County. Had a nice little gain underneath, by, I believe, Soto. But Clay County with an infraction here. A Panther appears to be down, injured, and I'm assuming official timeout will be taken. It has not been yet. I guess it has. We'll go to injury timeout here. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. An injured Panther down, tied up 7-7.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here, Bulldog Football Live, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Live video being provided by Eco Panels of Tennessee. So, double penalties here. Had a false start, I believe, or not enough men on the line of scrimmage against Clay County. Then we saw a personal foul that has been exacted against the Bulldog offense. So, 20 yards, I believe, penalty here. It was at the 39. It has been backed up to the 19. So it is a 20-yard loss of penalty. It is first down.
Yeah, dead ball, unsportsmanlike, is arguing the call, I think is what happened.
Seemed to be so. Screen pass set up. Soto with it. Looking to gain back all this yardage. 25, 30, 35, 40. Does not get the first, but gets a bunch. Let's verify that that was Aiden Soto. Almost had to have been.
Yep.
Soto on the screen. Going to be second and short.
Second
and likely the last play of the quarter here. Depends on what Coach Lamb wants to do. Dogs break cuddle. 10 seconds on the first quarter play clock. Tied up 7-7. Escobar with that 50-yard touchdown run to get Sale Creek on the board. Get the Soto again, gets the first down and more. Up to the Panther 45 in the first quarter ends. Clay County going to have it first and 10 and driving as we come back for the start of the second quarter. At the end of one, it's Clay County 7, Sale Creek 7.
Ready to add some color to your world? At Copeland's Rural Supply, they can match any color to bring your vision to life. Whether it's a fresh coat for your living room or a new look for your fence, their team is here to help you every step of the way.
Visit them at 408 Brown Street and turn your project ideas into reality. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports with video provided by Eco Panels of Tennessee, where the Dogs and the Panthers are tied 7-all here in the first round of the Class A playoffs. Headed into the second quarter, and here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Leading the way, rushing, Aiden Soto. He's got 7 carries for 20 yards. Nate Adams has also carried once for 10. Great start for your Mr. Football semifinalist, Nate Adams. 8 for 10, 113 yards and a touchdown for Adams so far. His biggest target, Lance Burchett, second game in a row. He's got 3 catches for 42 yards. So Clay County not putting up a lot of points, but they got some numbers going. This Dog stat summary been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bill forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com.
Soto with it, first and 10, up to the 40 and across it to around the 37.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Second and short, fourth play of the drive coming. 7-7 the score, first round of the playoffs. Sail Creek, a 4-6 team, battle-tested 4-6. Their wins coming over Grundy County, Lookout Valley, Pickett, and Copper Basin. Of course, Clay County 8-2 on the year. Dogs, the Region 4A champs. The Panthers, the Region 3A 4C. Three wide to the right, low snap, bung on the ground. They're going to fall on it. Lost the yardage there. That one was snapped, Thomas, from the 38, we'll call it.
37.
John says the 37. So back to the 45, also 8 to the team rushing. Well, 11 minutes and ticking here in the second. Ball directly out the window of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. 3 to the right, 1 to the left, 3rd and 10, Nate to throw, has no one underneath, releases, target's going to be intercepted, second interception of the night for this Panther defense, and a nice return up to the 50-yard line before being brought down. So 2 interceptions here in the opening quarter and a few minutes of the second for Nate Adams.
He made kind of a hasty decision under duress there. He had a man coming in his face, and he just trying to get the ball out of his hands and kind of made a bad decision there.
Yeah, and that's what we've seen. We've seen pressure coming through this offensive line of Clay County, and we're also seeing the defensive line of Clay County get exposed a little bit by this Panther run game as they break one for 50 yards and knock this one up at 7, Daniel, and we're into the second quarter.
Yes, we are. And off to Higgins. Higgins off left side gets 4-5. 10th interception of the year thrown by Adams. Came into the night with 8. Gain of 4 by Higgins there. Makes it 2nd and 6, 10-22 and ticking. Second quarter tied up 7-7. Sail Creek with an opportunity here to take a lead if they can drive down and convert on this possession. Of course, we mentioned it, 7th meeting between these programs. Clay County 6-0 against Sail Creek, but each time we have faced the Panthers, they're a better team than they were the prior meeting. Escobar looking for a hole, can't find one, makes sharp miss, now gets the corner off left side, no, not going to do it, tackle made.
Nate Adams.
Nate coming up with that do-si-do style tackle, keeps Escobar out of bounds.
He made sure he got him around the waist and rode him out of bounds.
Nate
Escobar's
Adams.
Elusive.
Yes.
He's very elusive, but you know, a little different style of running, John, out of the Sail Creek quarterback, and it's impressive. Like I say, already a 50-yard touchdown run Escobar has, and we've seen shades of pretty good talent here from the Panthers.
Panthers with it, 3rd and 8, after a gain of a couple of Escobar, snapping from the 48. For the first time that I recall, Escobar going under center here. They play with 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Timeout going to be taken.
Yeah, Coach Dickerson had a blitz dialed up. He saw Reese Adams inching toward the line. As soon as he saw that, Escobar backed out from under center
and
started looking at his coaches.
Looked at the coach, and they said, hey, timeout, guys.
Plus, the play clock was running down hard, too, I think.
9:03 mark of the second quarter, tied up 7-7. First round of the Tidwell Westaway playoffs. Panthers with it, 3rd and 8. We'll play one and be back.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Live video tonight provided by Eco Panels of Tennessee for this Tito Westaway first-round playoff game. Sail Creek did not make this two-hour trip up here to lay down. They are tied up 7-7 with the Region 4A champs here in the second quarter and looking to take a lead coming out of this timeout, 3rd and 8. Playing it with two wide to the right, wing to the left, running back behind Escobar, who's in the gun. Now he backs out again, looks over to the sideline for the call. Had that confusion-style play that we've seen from Vanderbilt and others, ain't
it? That's right, yeah. He acted like he was walking toward the sidelines, and they direct snapped it to Higgins, and he took off up the left side.
Yeah, actually, maybe lost a yard, looks like to me. I'm not sure who was in on the tackle out there. Maybe Reese.
Parker Donaldson says Hayden and Reese Adams teaming up for the stop.
It didn't fool anybody on the dog defense.
So Panthers going to punt away here with the ball setting in Bulldog territory at the 49. 4th and 9, penalty marker comes out prior to snap. The center picked up the ball. I heard head coach Jason Fitzgerald from across the way scream, "You can't pick the ball up," to his long snapper. So that was an infraction there. Of course, Fitzgerald, in his second year leading this Sail Creek program, last year Coach Lamb talked a lot about how the culture had changed at Sail Creek since Fitzgerald had come. He's been in other places like Meigs County,
yeah,
and others, I believe. And has this Panther team playing well on the road here? As fog settles in above the lights here at John Tables Field, low punt. Adams going to field it at the 20, immediately hit by a Panther. So Clay Kenny will take over. With a long field in front of them, very fortunate at this moment that fog and haze stand high. I'm going to briefly show those folks on camera. If we just hopefully it'll stay up here, because if it were to settle lower, as you can see, we would not be able to see this playing surface here at John Tables Field. Right now, it's high, and let's hope it stays here, guys. I have seen it come in over here before where it would make it very difficult to play football.
I think the ball's sitting on the 19.
19-yard line.
81-yard field in front of this bunch. Nate Adams with 2 interceptions in this contest, looking to lead this offense down the field as he's done all year long. Worm Smith at the left tip. Give to Worm. He's inside. Worm Smith running here with a big gainer up to the 30-yard line.
Good run there by the second running back.
7:45 and ticking here in this second quarter. 7-7 the score.
Out to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, 15-yard jaunt by a Worm, and downhill running style out of Worm Smith. I like it.
Second play of the drive coming. Fake the Worm. Quarterback keeper? No, it's all Nolan end up with it on the underneath.
I think that was your little double handoff. I think he gave it to Worm Smith, who in turn gave it to Nolan.
Very well could have.
It's a loss, whatever it is.
Yeah, backs it up to the 31, we'll call it. Seven-minute mark and ticking. 7-7 the score. Winner of this one going to advance on to next week to take on the winner of Whipple, Joe Burns. Nate to throw. Tight end seam, just a little out of the grasp of Reese Adams. The old 80 hot pass, we would have called it back during our time, and it was there. Just couldn't hook up.
Definitely there. Lots of yards out ahead of him if he could have hooked up there with his cousin.
Clock stomp, 6:43 mark, second quarter.
Clay County just is a little off here, guys. You know, that pass, one just a little off to the right or left, one could have been caught. You know, it's just a small margin for error here.
Might have been just a hair early, too. I think maybe it was a little unexpected to Reese.
Third and 13. Nate rolls left, flips back right. Penalty markers come out probably for Holden. Going to hook up a big catch to Lance Burchett. He's going to go all the way down into Panther territory, and he loses the football, and they say Panthers have recovered it. Now, we'll probably see the declining of the holding penalty, the acceptance of the football.
That's true.
That's why you continue to let the play go, because it could be the opposition declines the penalty, and certainly you're going to see that here.
Well, I was just thinking in my head, you know, get down, man. Don't waste your breath, you know, because it's coming back. But,
of course, he doesn't know that.
That's right.
So, Burchett, from wherever it was at over here, all the way down.
31.
To around the 30, the ball, I think, rolled forward a little bit after the fumble. So, Thomas, you're the statistician of the group. I don't know how that goes.
Well, I mean, it's basically that play counts.
Yeah.
Is what it is. So, he does get yardage out of it, but I'm sure he'd rather have the football.
He gets the fumble there, too.
Let's give it the, I say call it at the 26. I could not see if it rolled forward or came out right where he was at. Up to the Panther 26, and that's where the Panthers take over. Once again, an opportunity here as the fog settles in to take a lead. Option play. Higgins with her outside, nothing there. Bryson Sharp sniffing it out. Fortunately, this dog defense, very stifling. Clay County scoring 34 points a contest on average this year, while allowing 14. Sail Creek scoring 22 points. The Panthers giving up 26 points, though. So that's why you see them sitting at 4-6. Because they're giving up 26. So far, though, Clay County only has 7 points. Halfway through this second quarter, we're tied up 7-7, guys.
Tackle for loss right there, minus one.
Bryson Sharp with the TFL. Second 11 now. Panthers snap from their own 25. Receiver split either way, a wing to the right. Higgins at the left tip of Escobar. Who's in the gun? Escobar looking to throw all day. No rush here. Throws it deep down the field. Going to be incomplete. Lance Burchett on the coverage trying to track it down. Escobar with a strong arm definitely threw it out in front of his receiver that time in a safe place to miss. Third and 11 in a passing situation. Clay County with two interceptions last week. Nate with one, Nolan with one. Did not have any picks against Trousdale County. Be a good time to get a turnover here. Clay County already with three turnovers in this contest. Two interceptions thrown, one fumble lost. That's kind of been the story.
It has been, basically. That's what stopped this Clay County attack, and while we're only seeing a 7-7 score at this point, tie ball game, only 5 minutes left here in the first half.
Delay a game against Sail Creek. Escobar not watching that play clock, or Coach Fitzgerald one, maybe not. It's the third time that I recall that they have been right at the play clock. So third and 16 now. Probably looking for a screen or something like that, perhaps. Higgins in motion, left or right. Escobar rolling right, quarterback keeper all the way, tries to get the edge. Nolan Adams there, going to run him out of bounds. A big loss by Escobar. So Nolan Adams with credit for tackle for loss. Actually, I guess a quarterback sack, technically. 5:26 mark of this second quarter, and Sail Creek fourth and a long way. They'll have to punt.
Is that a 10?
It is, John.
It's a loss of 10.
It's Clay County defense, you know, keeping the dogs in this one, that's for sure, early on here. But, again, we expected a lot more points on the board with 5 minutes left here in the first half, Daniel. And it's knotted up, 7-7 still.
5:26 mark of this second quarter.
Gone again.
Another delay of game. John, you're seeing it, but the Panthers are not. That'll back it up to the five. And, guys, this is dangerous territory for a punter to be. You're going to be standing close to the back line of that end zone. And the one thing you don't want to do here, you know, you think about bringing pressure, trying to create a big explosive play, but that can backfire with a roughing the kicker as well. Do not want to give away a free first down here. Escobar going to punt, puts his foot to it, the left-footed kicker. High, short, Clay County going to take over with good field position here for what's going to be their fourth possession of this contest. Actually, the fifth, I believe. Three of them have ended in turnover. Fifth possession, yes, for Clay County. One has ended in a touchdown. The other three have ended in turnovers.
Yeah, and at this point, you just want to see points on the board here. Clay County's got to cash in to get some momentum headed into the break, Daniel.
5:14 mark of this second quarter. Clay County will receive the ball to start the second half. 7-7 the score. Premium field position here at the Panther 34-yard line, first and 10. Four down territory already. Nate in the gun. Rolls right. Comes back left. Nolan with it on the bubble screen. 35. 30. Colton Brown out there blocking. 25. And brought down. Very close to the first down. Had to get right across the 25. I'll be curious to see. It's going to be inches, I think, here. Second and about a foot to go.
Yeah, great job by the Clay County offensive line getting out there. Great design, really. A little play action, I think, to kind of get the hesitation going and then the bubble underneath there. And Colton Brown pancaking a guy out in open field.
Certainly was. Second and one. 4:35 and ticking. Tie ball game, 7-7 here in the second quarter. Give to Soto on the draw. Gets the first down. Not a whole lot more. Good Panther defense. Higgins going to come up and make the tackle. He's a solid player. A senior for this Panther squad, Evan Higgins. Chains are moving there, as you can see on the far sideline. 4:15 and ticking. Third play of this drive coming. Ball setting, Thomas. It will call the 22. Waylon Cherry splits left along with Lance Burchett, who's in the slot. Nolan by himself to the right. Reese Adams tied in left. Get to Soto. Breaks one tackle. Brought down by the second. Got back to the line of scrimmage. This Panther defensive front doing a nice job here of getting some penetration. It's not a, you know, across the wall, John, but usually somebody creeping through without being blocked there.
A couple of them broke free pretty easily in that play and kind of shut it down in the backfield.
No gain. Second and 10. 3:30 and ticking.
I was kind of looking over the roster of some of these Fell Creek players. Pretty good size on that line.
Nate to throw. Quick release. Caught by Lance. Lance at the 15. Going to be brought down right there. Picks up around 7. Should be 3rd and 3. Fifth play of the drive coming. I believe we have several listeners from Sail Creek tonight, so we're glad that you tuned in. Of course, broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports, live video tonight provided by EcoPanels of Tennessee. 3rd and 3, Nate with it, looks to throw. Caught by Lance for the first at the 10-yard line. That's that run game extended right there, basically a tall sweep. You're just doing it downfield 3 yards, John, for the first.
Yeah, that's a pretty good safe play for Clay County. The experience of the receiver and the quarterback, you know, the coach trusts that. Like you say, it's just kind of like handing it off to one of your good athletes in space and let him try to get what he can get.
First and goal from the Panther 9. Soto at the right hip of Nate. 2 wide right, 1 to the left. Nate rolling right. Quick release. Going to the end zone, incomplete. I get stuck on different buzzwords as a broadcaster tonight. Quick release has been the one. I think I've said it 10, 15 times, Thomas.
Well, he does that.
It was flipping the hip several weeks ago, you know, it's rolling right, and once again, that's what he does, that's what you should do. You're just real good mechanic.
Easy to do in the heat of the moment. It's hard to speak.
Well, here in the 8th year, we went to video, but we still call this thing like we're audio only, and we'll continue to do so, because we've got audio only listeners out there tonight.
Yeah.
Second goal. from the 8. Option play. Left side. Quarterback keeper. Now going to pitch. Soto with it. Does he have possession? Fumbles it. He goes out of bounds in the end zone. This will be a touchback for the Panthers.
Oh, my God.
Yes, a touchback for the Panthers. Soto never had possession on the option play. The fourth turnover of the first half for this black, purple, and gold offense. And things simply not clicking right now. 5 possessions have yielded 1 touchdown and 4 turnovers.
I'd like to have seen Nate just go ahead and put your head down. I think he was probably on the 2-yard line or something when he pitched the ball. Really unfortunate right there when Clay County is driving in to score here.
So the ball will come out to the 20 now.
Yeah.
Panthers take over for their 6th possession of the contest. 2:08 mark of this first half. The only good news, so to speak, so far. We do have that 1 touchdown. Nathan Nolan, the other part, Clay County's defense, and Coach Diggerson playing well so far here. Of course, it's the same kids just on the other side. We play about 12, maybe 13 guys.
Yeah, it is, and they get another big stop here inside. I think as a sophomore, Roland Holloway stopping it up and others on the interior. But you're right, you know, outside of that 50-yard touchdown by Escobar,
yeah,
virtually no offensive production.
2 plays. Higgins with his 55-yard run. So 2 plays, basically,
yeah,
have yielded the lion's share of the yardage that the Panthers have at this point. And last week against the Tigers, it was explosive. We saw the touchdown by Jay Foster, the 2 by Williams before he went out. Brooker's yardage came more in sustained carries, but those 3 big explosives in that contest. Quick screen out left side on 2nd-9. Tackle made by Nate Adams. Good open field stop. Minute 18 mark of this second quarter. Timeout taken by Sail Creek. We'll take it with them. 7-7 the score here in the first round of the Tito Westaway playoffs between Clay County and Sail Creek.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Becker Line Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Live video being provided by Eco Panels of Tennessee. 3rd-and-4 for the Panthers. They get close to the sticks before Escobar is ran out of bounds. And gained just 1. Looks like 4th-and-3 here for the Panthers. So Clay County's 4 turnovers have not been converted into Panther points. Short of 1 drive, it is 7-7 here. So, again, Nolan Adams drops to return a punt. Escobar has ran well. He has not punted well so far for the Panthers. So, don't really expect a huge flip in yardage. Clay County with time here to get more points before the break. Minute 11 on this second quarter clock. Nearly blocked by Worm Smith. Nolan Adams fields it at the 43. Immediately brought down by Panthers. Good kick coverage. So, around a 61-yard field in front of this dog offense, depending on the spot. 6th possession of the first half here. 1 minute exactly on this second quarter clock. 7-7, the score.
Yeah.
Ball has been spotted, Thomas, at the 39, so a 61-yard field.
We know we've got the athletes and the guys to do it here as senior quarterback, Mr. Football semifinalist, Nate Adams, gets ready to take a snap.
3 wide to the left, whistles blow. plays alive now. Here's the snap. Nate rolls left towards those three receivers, flips back right, dumps off the wheel route by Lance. A little bit behind him, incomplete.
Yeah, a little confusion right there, I think. Lance had turned in. Nate was expecting that to go towards the sidelines, and Burchett almost reaching out and making the catch, though.
Lance, the leading receiver tonight. Nolan with the long touchdown catch. Of course, Nolan already in possession of the, currently at least, the single season receiving mark for a Bulldog. It could be passed up by Lance here. You know, we could see the end of this year Lance with the yardage. Screen pass set up. Caught over there by Nolan. 40 up to the 45. And brought down.
You know, that's another thing out of this Shell Creek team. They're solid tacklers. We've seen both Nolan Adams and Lance Burchett in the open field, guys, and they haven't broke one yet.
No, they've not. Timeout taken here on the field. Let's go ahead and stay alive here. Third and five. Papa Girl Body Shop halftime show coming up here in 46 seconds. 7-7 to score here in this second quarter. And I have been impressed with head coach Jason Fitzgerald and his Shell Creek Panthers, but wanted to stay on here and talk about Clay Power Sports for a moment. They've been our presenting sponsor for, I believe, 2 years now on these football broadcasts, and they continue on into this postseason and just an outstanding boat dealership down located under the bridge in Salina there at the mouth of Clark Subdivision, if you're familiar with the area. Clearly seen from Highway 52 on the bridge and just all kinds of stuff down there, Thomas, side-by-sides and lawnmowers and pontoon boats and fishing boats and pretty much anything you want, they've got it.
Yeah, and it's all name brand stuff, all the names you know.
Absolutely. Coming out of this timeout here, two to the left, two to the right. Nate with it, third and around four. Thrown out by Lance. Lance with it at the 50, gets the first down and out of bounds. Well executed, moves the sticks, keeps the clock stopped. 38 seconds on it right now.
What about that throw? Long side of the field. And had the mustard on it to get it there, John. I don't think I could have made one
no,
like that.
No, I know I couldn't. And to look off to the other side of the field, turn back this way, and fire it off, we say it every week, but he's just an impressive player.
38 seconds. Ball directly at midfield at the 50. Nate steps back, steps up, rolls right, still looking downfield. Released, caught by Lance. That may have been Nolan.
I believe it's Nolan.
Flag is down, though. Officials conference across the way. It was Nolan on the cage.
Coming back, I'd say.
You think it's illegal man downfield?
I guess he put his hand back behind his head
it's
at the end.
Down.
Okay, so the other was he did his shoulder, both of them. So John thinks an illegal man downfield. And that happens. These linemen, I don't know how much of a grace period they give them. A couple yards, perhaps, off the line of scrimmage, but somebody drifted. Or perhaps somebody was covered and ran a route. That could have happened as well. So second, about 15, ball back in Clay County territory, the 46. 29 seconds left in this second quarter, 7-7 the score. Thrown out there, quick screen, bubble screen. Lance Burchett with it. Picks up about three and wrestled out of bounds at the 48. Clock is stopped with 23 seconds. Going to be third and a handful here. Fog starting to drift down below the lights here. By game's end, going to be difficult for us to see, I would wager.
For sure, Lance, on that one?
Yeah, I feel real strong about it. Sitting at the 48-yard line.
Make it a gain of two, I guess.
2 yards now from midfield. 23 seconds on this clock. Third and around 12. Line to gain is the Panther 40. Three wide to the left, tight end right. Nate looks left. Goes to Lance on the bubble screen, incomplete. Fourth and 13, or fourth and 12, and I believe Nate Adams will put his foot to it. We'll punt it away.
It wasn't much doing there if he would have made the catch.
16 seconds left here. Yeah, I guess you punt it.
Yeah. Panthers going to play it safe, not drop anybody. 7-7 the score. 16 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County, their first punt of the night. This was the sixth possession. Four turnovers and one touchdown before this, and now finally they'll punt one away. Punt goes up into the fog and back down to the surface of John Teeples Field, where it'll be downed at the 14-yard line. 7 seconds left on this second quarter clock. And it's going to be 7-7 here at the half. I assume we'll see Fitzgerald maybe have an Escobar knee, or perhaps quarterback Kiefer, just to see if he pops it. He's got good speed. Going to see victory formation here to take the knee out of the Panthers. Head coach Jason Fitzgerald, second year at Sail Creek, going to be content to bring his team on this 120-mile trip, a little over 2 hours, across the Sequatchie Valley and across the Cumberland Plateau here to Sonic, Tennessee, where they're tied up 7-7 with the Clay County Bulldogs here at the half in the first round of the Tita West Subway playoffs. Stay with us here for the Papa Girl Buddy Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
¶¶
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County and Sail Creek are tied up at 7 each here in the first round of the Class A playoffs in Salina, Tennessee. And it's halftime. That means it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County, only one touchdown so far as they've suffered four crucial turnovers, two interceptions, and two fumbles so far. As they did take a lead, though, 7-0, early in the first quarter, they put together a 70-yard drive where Nate Adams and his receiving corps were clicking. It was the second possession for Clay County after they had an interception on their first offensive possession. Nate Adams found Lance Burchett for 15 and 16. Then he hit Nolan Adams for 17 yards, Aiden Soto for 16 more, and then capped it with a 6-yard touchdown pass to his brother Nolan to make it 7-0 at that time. But Sail Creek immediately answered on their ensuing possession. Quarterback Kari Escobar, a 50-yard touchdown run to make it 7-7. Still late in that first quarter, Clay County then also an interception stopped their next drive early in the second quarter, but the Clay County defense bowed up throughout, pitched three and outs on all of Sail Creek's second quarter possessions, but Clay County just couldn't do anything with it. They had a fumble to stop one drive, and then were threatening as Aiden Soto went into the end zone. Nate Adams did an option pitch to him near the goal line, and it fumbled out of the side of the end zone for a touchback for Sail Creek to stop another Clay County score. So just about everything going wrong here for the Dogs in the first half of this Class A first-round playoff game. But you got to give the Panthers credit. We've seen Escobar with a long run to put them on the scoreboard, and also their defense creating these turnovers. And tied up 7-7 here at the break in Salina for Clay County. They've ran 34 offensive plays for 235 yards, just the one touchdown, 12 rushes for 45 yards, and then Nate Adams is 15 for 22 for 190 yards and a touchdown. Does have those two interceptions. Lead rusher so far, Aiden Soto. He's carried it about eight times for 31 yards. Warren Smith has one carry for 15. Nate Adams scrambled once for 10 yards. Leading receiver so far, Lance Burchett, having a big first half. He's got eight catches for 105 yards. Nolan Adams has four catches for 37 yards and a touchdown. Aiden Soto, two catches, 32 yards. And Waylon Cherry, one catch for 6 yards. Defensively, Nate Adams leading the way. Four tackles here at halftime. Nolan Adams has three. Hayden Adams, two, along with Cole Eads, Roland Holloway, and Bryson Sharp. Again, Clay County and Sail Creek knotted up at 7 here at the break in Salina in this first round of their Class A playoffs. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell, Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours on Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. If you haven't yet, you need to go country on the Courthouse Square in Salina. We'll be back with more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931
268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over.
Back here live on the Public Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, 7-7 here between Clay County and Sail Creek at the break. Going to kick over to John here for some Sail Creek stats.
Sail Creek total yards in the first half, 123 yards total. 8 of those came in the air. Kari Escobar was 3 of 7 for 8 yards. 2 catches for Luke Cecil for 7 yards. 1 for Evan Higgins for 1 yard. Team rushing, 14 carries for 115 rushing yards. Kari Escobar, 7 carries, 47 yards and a touchdown. And Evan Higgins, 7 carries for 68 yards. Saw a few penalties from Sail Creek there in the first half. 7 penalties, all of the 5-yard variety, but that definitely contributed some to our success. We'll be back with more of the halftime show in just a minute.
You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to the Papa Girl Bunny Shop Halftime Show. Time to get into the local sports lowdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. We'll start off with Youth League football. The Youth League team traveled to Portland last weekend. The seniors had a win, putting them in an even 3-3 on the year. They've been very competitive. Unfortunately, the junior division and the flag team lost at Portland. All three teams will wrap up their seasons tomorrow when they travel to Westmoreland. It's our understanding that even at 3-3, the senior division team cannot make the playoffs. So it sounds like everybody's going to wrap up tomorrow. But wish them the best of luck and safety on their travels tomorrow. Santa Cape basketball, those teams have been very active lately. They were at home this week on Monday against York, and then Thursday, yesterday, against Smith County. The junior high girls won both of their contests, putting them at 6-0 on the season. Against York, the Lady Dogs won 35-5, led by Tyler Adams with 15 points, Emerson Sharp with 10, and Izzy Smith added 5. And then last night against Smith County, Coach McElvain's team won 35-8. Scoring in that one came from Adams with 14, Sharp with 8, and Ava Ledbetter added 5. The junior high boys likewise stayed undefeated to be 6-0 after a high-scoring win against York, 54-31, and then they beat Smith County in a lopsided victory, 46-3 last night in Bobby Bartlett Gym. The 5th and 6th boys set in an even 2-2 on the year after they were defeated by York 33-15, and then they beat Smith County 27-11. And to round it out for K-8, the 5th and 6th girls had a 5-point loss against York, and they fell 15-18 against Smith, putting them at 1-3 on the year. All four of those teams will be in action at home on Monday against Trousdale County. Then the junior high teams will travel to Westmoreland on Tuesday before all four travel to Jackson County on Thursday. Hermitage Springs basketball, the junior high squads went to Westmoreland on Monday and suffered a pair of losses. Then they went to Jackson County yesterday along with the Pee-wee teams, and all four teams were defeated. The coaches are positive, though, and hopeful for continued improvement of the squads, and they look forward to hosting Dodson Branch for homecoming on Tuesday. Festivities will start in the gym at Hermitage Springs School at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Redbone Springs will make the short trip to Hermitage Springs on Thursday. Tennessee Tech football. John Hamilton and the Golden Eagles are 4-5 overall and 4-2 in OVC play after the second straight win that they had when they beat Lindenwood 52-10 last Saturday. Tomorrow, the Golden Eagles play at Samford University with a 2 o'clock afternoon kick. Clay County High School Anglers, they are off until March after having a tournament 2 weekends ago. Ball State basketball, freshman Madison Hayes and the Lady Pioneers open up the season at 0-3. They have fallen to Southern Union State, Lawson State, and Coahoma. Madison did get to play in some of those contests. She added 2 points, went 1-3 from the floor during the Southern Union game. Next action for the Lady Pioneers comes tomorrow when they host Chattanooga State for a 2 o'clock tip. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles are 1-1 after losing at Georgia 78-83 and then beating Bryan College 89-74. Grant played 20 minutes and had 8 points in the win over Bryan College. Tech plays next against West Georgia in the hoop on Tuesday the 12th. Tip is set for 6 p.m. And finally, Raptors 905, Tyreek Key and his G League basketball team will begin their season tomorrow when they travel to Wilmington, Delaware to take on the Bluecoats for a 5 p.m. tip-off. This has been the Local Sports Lowdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Go ahead now and do the Subway Trivia Challenge, Thomas, before we get into second half action, hopefully. This is brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. In the opening game of the 1987 playoffs, head coach Russell Richardson led his Dogs against Watertown. A dominant showing by the black and gold resulted in a 27-6 Salina victory. Points came from both sides of the ball. Freshman Brian Burchett had an interception return for touchdown, while Stephen Arms had touchdown passes to Joey Eads and John Carlisle. What player had a 25-yard rushing touchdown to account for the Dogs' other score? We'll read that one more time. As kickoff underway here, we'll get that first. Panthers put the foot to it. Short kick going to be fielded by a Dog, I think. Going to be tough in this second half. Going to read that trivia question one more time. In the opening game of the 1987 playoffs, head coach Russell Richardson led his Dogs against Watertown. A dominant showing by the black and gold resulted in a 27-6 line of victory. Points came from both sides of the ball. Freshman Brian Burchett had an interception return for touchdown, while Stephen Arms had touchdown passes to Joey Eads and John Carlisle. What player had a 25-yard rushing touchdown to account for the Dogs' other score? Getting some guesses on the hotline, Thomas.
Got Craig Ogletree being guessed.
He was already graduated. He was a senior in the fall of 86, so he was 1 year removed. Dogs with it on first down, run with Soto, I believe. Play originated from the 41. Advancing up to the 44. Gain of 3, makes it second and 7.
Narhead guesses Scott Barlow.
Ooh, Scott Barlow, the starting tailback on that team. Outstanding player. Incorrect, though. Of course, Narhead being guessed by Sam Daniels. Now, that was Nar's sophomore year, and he did come back, I think, for this game, but he had missed the entirety of that season with an illness and injury. So it was not Narhead. Nate Adams to throw, second and 7, ball release can be caught. Pretty sure then that's Lance Burchett.
Reese Adams.
Yeah, Reese Adams.
Really hard to see out here now, guys.
Gonna move the sticks. First and 10. We'll try to juggle the call and the hotline. Greg Strong guessing Kenny Meadows, and Meadows was the starting fullback during that 87 campaign. But incorrect. Incorrect. Not Scott Barlow, not Kenny Meadows. First and 10 Dogs. Snap him to the 45. Hand off to Soto around right side to the 40. Near the 35. Could move the sticks again. And, guys, you know, let's just call it like it is. We're gonna have to keep, if we do go to the air, it's going to have to be that low-line drive type pass. Can't go up into this ball with it. I think you'd lose sight of the football. Going to keep it on the ground here, though, with Soto perhaps on second and 1. Ball being snapped from the 35-yard line. Nate with it. Quick release. Bubble screen. Caught. Lance Burchett, I'm 90% sure. Weaving his way ahead off left side for a first down. Other guesses coming here. Tupi Kerr being guessed. He was a sophomore. Teresa Thompson guessing that. Incorrect. Travis Crabtree and Sam Daniels also guessing Tupi Kerr.
Holding call against Clay County.
So that one going to come backwards. It was second and 1. We'll have to see where it pans out. A lot of folks guessing Tupi.
He's going to put the ball down on the 39.
Ball on the 41.
Sorry, 41.
So second and around 7. Line to gain the 34 or so. Quick screen the other way. Nice defense by the Panthers. Targeting Lance Burchett, but coming up was number 12. For the Panthers, laying the lumber, J.D. Skiles, forcing the incomplete pass, 3rd and 7 now. Eric Webb being guessed by Greg Strong. Webb would have been a freshman on that squad. Incorrect, though. Outstanding tailback during his time, but he did not have that rushing touchdown. 3rd and 7, ball at the 41. 3 wide to the right, needing to convert. Nate with it, hand to Soto on the draw. Aiden straight ahead, gets the first down. Going to move these sticks. Play started at the 41, going to spot him somewhere around the 33. Mark Ashlock guessing John Carlisle, incorrect. Of course, Carlisle, we said, was one of the guys that had one of those touchdown catches from Stephen Arms. Brent Burchett being guessed by Teresa Thompson, incomplete.
That delayed handoff is a great way to combat those defenders coming upfield so hard.
Yeah, it's a nice little draw there. Like you say, the delay lets them get on up there. Give to Soto again off left side. That one originated, and I said the 33. We'll stay with that. Advancing up now to the 29, gain of 4. Makes it second and 6. Oh, we've got a correct answer here. Finally coming in, Hish Markham solves the puzzle. I gave the name of the person in the question. It was Stephen Arms. Arms had 2 touchdown passes during that contest, but Thomas, he also had a 25-yard rushing touchdown. And,
tricky.
So congratulations, draw play again. This time the Panthers not fooled. Started at the 29, lost 1, back to the 30. So congratulations to Tish Plumley. She'll be receiving a free sub certificate and the Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich yard is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh, refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Of course, Tish has won several of these over the years, but since her nephew, Joseph Markham, has departed from the program, has not played trivia as much, but she decoded that one. Third round 7, Nate going through the air, going to be caught and knocked away. Are they going to give us the catch? No, they say incomplete. I think it was a complete pass and then knocked out of bounds, out of the hands of Nolan, but incomplete the call.
I agree with you, Daniel. And the guy that was closest to it, he turned and looked to another man who was further away and then went with his call. I thought it was a completed catch, and then they knocked it out of his hands and out of bounds.
And we would have maintained possession with a first down.
Absolutely.
But then complete call, leaves it. It forces around 7. Ball sitting at the 30. Coach Lamb going to take a timeout. Knows this is a big moment in this contest. Not doing a good job with time and score. Let's give that to you. 8:41 mark, third quarter. Sail Creek 7, Clay County 7. Appreciate all our guessers on the Subway Trivia Challenge. We'll go to break and be right back.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live, perhaps a little bit of clearing of the fog here early in this third quarter, 8:41 mark. As we sit here on the banks of Proctor Creek to our left and the Cumberland River straight in front of us, if you're familiar with the valley and the Cumberland River Valley here that's kind of lazy in fog, something we're very used to. But big play here, 4th and 7. Ball sitting at the 30-yard line, 3 wide to the right. We've got Lance Burchett and Waylon on the inside, Nolan on the outside, Reese tight end left. Soto the back, he's behind Nate, now shifts to the right hip. 4th and 7, here's the snap. Nate rolling right, looking to move the sticks. Quick release, low, no, it's caught. They say it skipped off the ground. Skipped off the ground, incomplete. Turnover on downs. We've had 4 outright turnovers, a punt, now a turnover on downs, and we do have that lone touchdown, 7-7. Hats off to Sail Creek and head coach, I believe Jason Fitzgerald, his name, here in his second year. They've come to play tonight.
Yeah, they have. And I think it's, you know, we've seen a little bit of pressure. We've seen some good coverage at times and good game plan by these Sail Creek Panthers coming in here, and they're executing it, Daniel. Not many people have slowed down this Clay County offense this Sail Creek team has here in the first round.
Panthers taking over at their own 30-yard line, a 70-yard field in front of them. 8:33 on this third quarter clock. A run inside yields about 4 yards, perhaps 5. Host the dogs in on the stop. Let Thomas declare who he thinks the primary tackler was.
Hard to say. Right up the gut. It had to be Hayden Adams trying to hold his ground in there, Daniel. See the white-tipped shoes. I know a lot of them got them, but he's definitely got them there in the middle.
Sail Creek, their first possession here of the second half. 8 minutes and ticking.
I heard Parker mention Reese as well.
Wide out either side, tight end either side for the Panthers. Escobar in the gun. Play action keeper. Stiff arm off the left side. Bryson Sharp on the stop. Did a nice job there. Bryson, one of those that he's quicker than you think he is. And, of course, the third, Sharp, to play football for this program, older brothers Mason and Carson. Also, good Bulldogs in their time.
And he's really found his home, I think, at that outside linebacker position. You know, you got great technique on the edge there, broke it down. Anytime you can get your arms around Escobar, you're doing something.
Yeah.
Because he made two or three others miss.
One of the things that helps Bryson so much, just an extremely intelligent young man. Third and around six here. Escobar, play action pass. Can we get pressure? Reese Adams does. Ball toss. Going to be hit short of the sticks and out of bounds from my vantage point.
Caught by Michael Gilley.
Who came up with the hit? Was that Nolan?
It was.
Nolan Adams with a good hit. Makes it fourth and short. Sail Creek content to punt away. They have played field position well on this one. And let's be honest, part of the reasoning here is, hey, Clay County's going to turn it over back to us anyway. They've done it four times tonight.
They have. The turnovers, and again, you know, Sail Creek producing those. You don't just do them on your own most of the time. Good defense causes turnovers.
Escobar to punt. Oh, got a fake. Going to run off right side. Will we get there? Yeah. Perhaps the gamble that we needed. Hopefully some life going to be breathed in to the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Joe Neal Leach Stadium down on to John Teeples Field. Capitalize right here. Fog's clearing. Take a shot. Let's get in the end zone.
Yeah, it's time, Daniel. You know, we've got to, again, talk about it here. Huge crowd in Joe Neal Leach Stadium
for
the first-round playoff game, but they've been quieting by these Sail Creek Panthers.
Well,
it's time to wake them up.
Here we go. Got City 1 off to our right. East 52, volunteer, fire department. Everybody down there. Let's hear the sirens going. First and 10. Taking over with a short field from the 36. Give to Soto off right side. 35 up to the 30. Moving the ball. Feed the man and let's get on his back. Time to put this thing away. Halfway through this third quarter, 6:40 and ticking. Clay County scoring 34 points a contest through this season. Only 7 so far in this one. Time to get the monkey off the back, guys. Second and short after a gain of around 8. Ball now setting up at the 28-yard line. Dogs break huddle. Waylon Cherry to the right. Burchett and Adams left. Reese Adams tied in right. Nate in the gun. Give to Soto. Has the first down. Cram runs over one man. Gets inside the 25. And this dog offense starting to move.
First down, Bulldogs. Good, tough, strong running by... It seems like everybody that carries the ball for the Dogs, mainly Soto. Of course, we've seen Worm come in and have some good tough runs. Needed a first down there to keep it rolling.
First and 10 from the 24. Nolan splits up with Lance. Waylon to the right with Reese. Here's Soto again. Man of the hour. Give to him again. Soto weaves through traffic. Here on his feet. Inside. Gonna go. Here it is, folks. Aiden Soto. Clay Carey. Bulldogs. Touchdown. Thank you, Mr. Soto.
Yeah, and that offensive line getting going a little bit, getting him to the crease, and then Aiden Soto breaking tackles on his way to the end zone. 24-yard touchdown for the senior, Daniel, and that's where it's got to start with these upperclassmen, with these seniors. Again, frustrated a little bit in the Gordonsville game. They came back and won it. We've seen plenty of frustration with the turnovers in the first half. Little momentum for Clay County.
Hernandez bangs it through, 14-7. Dogs in front by 7. 5:42 mark, third quarter.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports with live video provided by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. The Dogs now lead the Panthers 14-7, 5:42 left here in the third quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County cashes in on the short field after the fake punt. It's a 36-yard drive on three plays, and it just took 53 seconds as Aiden Soto, three straight carries, including a 24-yard touchdown, to put Clay County back up by one score. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Hernandez going down, getting in on the stop. John, who'd you say the primary was in your view?
Reese Adams.
Reese.
That's who I saw.
Good job by Reese there to get the stop. Panthers taking over at their own 35. Third quarter action, 5:35 mark. Dogs in front, 14-7, after it was a long time of this contest, 7-7. Dogs trying to capitalize. Here's pressure. Escobar throws. Tiger Moss gobbled up. Rowan Holloway. No, I think that's downtown. Colton Brown, big tackle for a loss after Hayden Adams put the pressure in the face of Escobar. Brown gobbling up the receiver.
Yeah, you see Joe Neal East Stadium coming alive. Bulldog Nation is showing up, and the dogs on the field can feel it a little bit, Daniel, finally.
Was the fog settled over this game? It settled over the play of the dogs. Now it's clearing, and the play picking up. 5 minutes and ticking, third quarter. Third and long, no second long. Loss of around five on that one. Backs it all the way up to the 30-yard line. Second 15, Escobar in the gun. Wing to either side, wide out to either side for the Panthers. Escobar option play, right side keeps it up in the gut. Going to be hit by a couple dogs and brought down. Escobar gain of around four. Going to make it third and 11. And we'll see Escobar go to the air.
Yeah, I think
potentially.
Cole Leeds coming up, making that stop in the hole.
Was that Escobar on the run?
Yeah. 4:23 and ticking. Bulldog Nation coming to their feet at the urging on of PA announcer Parker Donaldson, for whom the bell tolls, blaring over the PA. Clay County looking to get off the field on third and 11. A pick six would be nice right here. Escobar in the gun. Back at either hip. Wide out at either side. Actually plays it with two to the right. No tight end. Whistles blow at the snap. Flag down. This one going to go against Sale Creek. False start against them. Third and 11 becomes third and 16. The Panthers have played such a clean game at this point. No turnovers for them. You know, many for Clay. And Sale Creek, hey, done a good job of staying in this game. 14-7. They are still in it. Looking to drive down here and tie up, but it's third and about 16, Thomas.
Yeah, and this is a, you know, danger zone. Need to be smart with the football. Still a one-score game.
Escobar to throw. He's down the field. Up for grabs. Nate Adams just out of his reach. Almost got there. Fourth and 16. Going to be punted away. Nate almost with a chance to pull off number 32.
Yeah, going to see a punt, a three and out from this Bulldog defense. Get it back in the hands of Clay County's offense. Let Nate Adams, Aiden Soto, and company go to work here, Daniel.
Escobar to punt, tried to fake last time, will not do so on fourth and 16. Spiraling kick, his best punt of the night. Adams going to field it at 28. Up to the 35, into traffic, kind of taken out by friendly fire. Bryson Sharp and others that are trying to help block, and, you know, those punt returns just kind of unpredictable on where you need to go try to set up and help, and could have been Sharp that inadvertently took out Nolan there. Clay County taking back over, looking to go up by two scores. They lead 14-7, 3:08 mark third quarter, and talk about a lethargic performance. Every time Clay County would get momentum, we would take it away from ourselves. And as you mentioned, Thomas, Sale Creek doing things to help create those turnovers as well. But some of them just Clay County errors.
No doubt. And here comes Worm Smith downhill.
First down run on first down. Play originated back at the 36-yard line. He barrels ahead, does the Union Hiller to the 48. Gain of 12. by number 28. 2:45 and ticking, third quarter. 14-7. Dogs looking to go up by two possessions. First and 10. Give to Worm. 50. Up to the 45 in a spin, still on his feet, and down.
Another senior running back here for Clay County. I like what Coach Lamb's doing. If nothing else is working, Clay County has, you know, kind of the superior team here. Put it in the hands of your seniors.
Cramping situation for a Panther. We'll go to injury timeout break.
Actually, Daniel, if you don't mind, I'll give us a scoreboard update unless you did it.
Sure, just a cramp here. Yeah, go for it.
Stone Memorial 21, Loudoun 27 in the fourth quarter. Marion County leads Smith County 42-0. Macon County 34, Soddy Daisy 0. South Pittsburgh 46-0 over Red Bullen at the half. Whitwell 44, Joe Burns 0 at the second quarter. Monterey 7, Forest 0 at the half. Chattanooga Prep 13 over Gordonsville, who has 7, halftime score. Cookeville 7, Riverdale 7. Upperman 28-0 over Signal Mountain. Westmoreland 21-0 over Cannon County. White County 14-6 over Red Bank at the half. York Institute 35-0 over Hampton in the third quarter. This halftime scoreboard update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Khalil Escobar, the cramping Panther, he's back off the field under his own power. Khalil, we assume, the brother of Kari. Kari, a senior quarterback. Khalil, a junior wide receiver.
Made me think of our senior and junior brothers.
Definitely so. Second and a long one in Panther territory at the 44. Adams in the gun. Give to Smith. Worm with the first down. Brought down around the 40, but moves the sticks. Aiden Soto had the rushing touchdown the last possession. Now, his classmate and backfield mate, Worm Smith, trying to march the gold-clad squad downfield. Clay County breaking out their gold jerseys tonight for the first time in a while. Some of the seniors, I think, wanting to wear them. Ball at the 39, first and 10. High snap. Now giving the Worm. Worm off left side. Drags a Panther back to the line of scrimmage. Good Panther defense. No gain on that one for Worm. Spencer Sluter on the stop.
Cumberland Exterior scoreboard update. The surprising one there, maybe, I don't know how much of a surprise it is, Chat Prep leading Gordonsville guys. Could be a first-round upset there, a three versus a two.
Yeah. Of course, the injuries we know to the Tigers last week definitely have not helped their status moving forward. Play action pass. Reese Adams on the seam. Nice one-handed catch. Hauled it in there. Put the big right hand out. Caught the football. Well covered by the Panthers, but perfectly placed ball by Nate. And the one-handed grab by Reese to move the sticks.
Yeah, that's which
25-yard line now.
Kind of seen that all night long, too. Good coverage by Sale Creek. Clay County hitting some of those tight windows, and a great catch by Reese Adams there.
Give to Worm. Into the heart of the defense. To the edge of the goal zone. We'll see where they spot him. They mark him just shy of the 20. Call it the 21. Gain of 4. Makes it second and 6.
I like this approach. I mean, they're just saying, hey, we're going to run the ball and finish this game out. Stop us, you know, and we're having success doing it.
Worm still the back. Two wide to the left. Play action. Nate looking. Dumps off to Reese. Reese at the 15. 10 to the 5. And brought down inside the 5. Going to be first and goal.
Just a nice, easy rollout pass. He tossed it to him. Let him go with it.
And it was about the run game. It was the play action that held those backers.
That counter action.
Going to be the end of the third quarter here. Clay County going to have it first and goal, only a few feet away from the Panther end zone when we come back. At the end of three in the first round of the Tito Westaway playoffs, it's Clay County 14, Sale Creek 7.
across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football, presented by Clay Power Sports, with live video provided by Eco Panels of Tennessee, where the Dogs lead Sail Creek 14-7 headed into the fourth quarter. Here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County, Aiden Soto leading the way rushing. He's got 90 yards and a 24-yard touchdown. Worm Smith's up to 45. Daniel, call it.
First and goal from the four. Smith with it. Hit. Brought down at the one. Gain of three. Going to be second and goal from the one. Been a little off on this camera tonight, I'm afraid. Hopefully not too bad for the viewers. 3 feet away from points. Dogs up 14-7. This has been a battle. Clay Kane trying to extend to a two-possession lead. Nate in the gun. 3 feet away. Low snap. Give him to Smith. Smith. Touchdown. Touchdown, Worm Smith. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 11:33 mark of this fourth quarter. And finally, we're starting to get to where we feel like we should have been early on in the first.
Yeah, I think it's, Coach Lamb, going back to basics. When things don't work, go to the bread and butter. Go to your senior running backs. Let this offensive line get going. And that's what we've seen these last two possessions, with a little mix in here and there. Tyrese Adams through there.
Snap, set, kicks away. I can tell you, folks, that kick's good. Clay County 21, Sail Creek 7.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, the Pendleton family business has been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Higgins picks it up at 18, gets the sideline here, creeps ahead before being brought down by Worm Smith. This is Bulldog football live on the Horizon Sports Network, presented by Clay Power Sports. Video feed tonight being provided by special sponsor Eco Panels of Tennessee and owner Shane Smith. Of course, once the playoffs begin, Teddy Bustabay invokes a video charge for each round. So Eco Panels picking up the video portion of this first-round contest. Thankful for them. 21-7. Clay County extending the lead to two possessions here. As we mentioned, Clay County averaging 34 points a contest scored this year. Only 21 so far tonight entering this fourth quarter. To the air was Escobar. Nate Adams with a nice bead on it. Broke up the play.
Incomplete?
Yeah, incomplete. Got this time, I think, on your screen, folks, you're seeing firework smoke coming in rather than fog. Perhaps it'll clear a little quicker. Just a moist, heavy air tonight down here on the Cumberland River. Second and 10 after the complete pass. Clock is stopped. 11-18 mark, fourth quarter. Sail Creek looking to answer here. Wide out either side. Escobar rolls up. Back to the right. Still on his feet. Makes another man miss. 40, 45, 50, 45 and out of bounds. Give credit to the senior, Kari Escobar. He had that 50-yard touchdown earlier, John, and he reminds us of why right there with that fleetness of foot.
If you give him any space, he's gonna accelerate.
Super impressive. I mean, you see, he had three different guys on skates there in the backfield, and Escobar's fun to watch.
Yes, he is. 46-yard line of the Clay County end. Of course, the Panthers driving from left to right from our vantage point here, driving away from the scoreboard and up towards Russell Richardson Doghouse. Panthers with it. Option play. Escobar, the keeper, hit at the line. Gets no further. Host of Dogs coming in.
Yeah, that outside linebacker there may have been sharp again. Not sure.
Soto's playing this side, so it had to have been sharp if it was the outside backer.
Yeah, it was.
Colton Brown also helping out. Got to think Hayden Adams probably involved.
Yeah, good job kind of keeping Escobar bottled up there inside and, had him corralled finally.
Certainly did. He has been, you see why, Sale Creek, because they are 4-6, but we mentioned a battle-tested 4-6. They have played a tough schedule, and they played well. I watched some like South Pittsburgh, for example, 2 weeks ago. The Pirates won 41-13. I watched some of that film. Sal Creek earlier was giving all they wanted. Ball on the ground. Option play gone wrong. Panthers going to get on top of it, though. Big loss. Going to be third and round 20.
Yeah, great sportsmanship right there in the middle. That was Soto with the pressure on Escobar to force that fumble, basically is what it was, helping each other up in the middle after they saw what happened downfield where the ball ended up.
Ball sitting back in Panther territory at the 44. 9:55 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County trying to advance here. Survive and advance. That's the name of the game in the postseason. It can be ugly, but you got to win. 21-7. Panthers trying to claw back within a single possession here. Third round 20. Escobar with it in the gun. Has time. Rolls left. Looking downfield, nothing there, run out of bounds. Gains about one. Actually, he lost about three.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that was with the pressure, but basically a sack there. As Escobar was looking downfield, I see.
I think
Hayden Adams.
Reese was involved too, is who I was going to say.
Ball at the 40. So a loss of four.
Hard to see on that far side, yeah.
Fourth and a little over 20. Sail Creek in punt formation. You can't be punting back with 9 minutes left much when you're down two possessions in an elimination game. We'll see if they fake here. They do not. Low line drive kick. Adams going to pick it up. No, he lets it go. Pretty smart decision there. Had number 11, Berman, down on him. Luke Cecil, a senior wideout for the Panthers, so... Time to put the nail in the coffin on this thing. 9:13 left in this fourth quarter, 21-7. Make this a three-possession contest. I wouldn't mind eating some clock while we do it too, Thomas.
Yeah, I think so. I think you go back to basically what's gotten us here in the second half. Run the football. Eat some clock as you can. If you score, you score. If you don't, get as much off as you possibly can, Daniel, and, just kind of salt this one away.
27-yard line, the scene of the crime, to start this drive. 67-yard field. 73-yard field. Adams with it on the quick screen. 35-40. 45 and out of bounds. And a late hit. Late hit going to be called against the Panthers. Play going to be spotted at the 44, and then we'll see the penalty yardage after that. .903 mark of the fourth. Of course, Clay County with that Region 4A championship being an even year. They have the bracket here at John Peoples Field throughout the entirety of the Class A playoffs, as long as they can keep winning.
The eighth penalty against Sail Creek.
Of course, you gave that score earlier, John, lopsided in favor of Whipple, correct?
44 to nothing in the second quarter.
Whipple, a stout team this year. Ball now after the penalty at the 41. Nate going to roll right. First and 10, releases. Nearly caught by Cherry. Just a little out of his grasp, incomplete. Clock stops at 8:56 mark. Dogs 8-2 during regular season play. Of course, the only two losses that they had came against bigger schools. Westmoreland, who is a two-way program, lost to them at Westmoreland 14-17. And then lost to 5A Portland at Portland 21-24. So two three-point losses give the Dogs that 8-2 regular season record. Soto with a caramel blockers. And the patience to stay behind him, got behind his pads and just marched his way downfield about 20 yards. Play started at the 41, advances to the 26, so a gain of 15 by Soto. And the clock ticks.
Goes over 100 with that one, Daniel. 105 to be exact.
First and 10 from the 26. Two wide left, one to the right. Play action. Nate to the right. Dumps it off to Reese. Reese with it at the 15 and brought down. Right at the sticks. Should be a gain of 11 based on what I'm seeing. Ball advances from the 26 up to the 15. First and 10. Clock at 8 minutes and dwindling. Fog settling back in here. Unseasonably warm temperatures out tonight for November. Being enjoyed by the large crowd that assembled here to watch this contest. And they've all stayed 21-7. Clay County trying to go up by three possessions. I lost it in the fog. Incomplete pass, was it?
Yeah, it was. I think just one of those RPO looks again. And a little miscommunication on the outside. We had Nolan kind of taking it up the field, Nate throwing it underneath.
Second and 10, clock is stopped at 7:42. Seventh meeting between these teams. Dogs are 6-0 in the series. Nate with it, second and 10. Give to the back. I believe it was still Soto. Yeah, I see Worm Smith on the sideline down here. Air pretty still here tonight, as you can see by the Clay County flag hanging into the viewfinder. Moving around a little bit. Ball at the 12-yard line. Gain of 3. Makes it 3rd and 7. Dogs can get a first down. Just inside the 5. Nate with it. Grips to the left under pressure. Dumps it off. Complete. Got Lance over here. Cherry over here. Had to be Nolan. I see everybody else. Man, maybe back out. Could have been Soto on that catch.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Soto or Reese?
No, it wasn't Reese.
Okay.
It was Soto. I saw him walking back from that area.
Where'd he get to?
He's up to the 7-yard line. Fourth. And we'll call it 3. Whistles blow. Play clock was at 15, so it's not a delay of game or anything. Perhaps a timeout by Sail Creek? Or official timeout? A player exiting on that far sideline right now.
Yeah, he's limping. That must have been what it was. Clay County was coming to the line to go for it, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Hernandez could make it a three-possession game with a field goal here, so that is a viable option. But Fourth and a long two, and a false start against Clay County, it looks. Looks like the left tackle here with an early jump. Could have been drawn off sides, though. No.
So back to the 12. Here comes Manny Hernandez.
Gonna go for that field goal. Trying to make this thing a three possession ball game. So T's gonna be set down at the 19-yard line. So a 29-yard field goal. Coming for Hernandez in the fog here. 6:20 mark of the fourth. Nate Adams to hold. Snap. Set. Kicks away. Has plenty of leg. Is it true? No. They say it's not. I didn't even pan the camera. I apologize for that, but call no good. I'm not even sure where it missed at. But failed field goal attempt there. Gives the ball back to the Panthers. 21-7 still the score.
Yeah, 6:20 left here in the ball game, so, you know, it didn't milk as much clock as you'd like. Only about 3 minutes, Daniel, off the clock. Clay County did drive the football, but stalled out before they could punch it in the end zone. Fortunately, they still have this two-possession lead.
Of course, only two explosives tonight by the Panthers. Three, I guess, if you count that last Escobar run. But Silver Creek taking over at their own 20. Escobar, quarterback keeper off right side, gets about two. Low man on the pile for the Dogs. It's going to be Reese Adams. Gained up two, makes it second and eight. Drive started at the 20. I think any field goal attempt from within the 20, if it fails, backs it up to the 20 for the beginning.
Yeah, and Sell Creek in no hurry here.
They better be in a hurry, though.
But they're not.
5.5 minutes left in the contest. Panthers trail by 14. And, oh, ball loose. Going to be picked up by a Dog. And that's going to be Nate Adams. Nate Adams recovering the fumble.
Yeah, I think it was Warren Smith jarring it loose, maybe, Daniel.
He did last week.
He
had
did.
The big force fumble, and that was recovered by Bryson Sharp. I was able to see that on the cinematic recap that the up-and-coming reporter did. Thomas, what a fine piece of media work that was.
It was. It was very impressive. And, you know, kudos to our friends over there at the Upper Cumberland Reporter, guys. This great coverage. They have 4 or 5 live streams going every Friday night, Thursday nights. And just what an epic recap of last Friday.
First and 10 from the 32. Nate wants a big one going to the end zone. Going to be caught. Touchdown, Lance Burchett. Touchdown, Nate Adams. Touchdown, Clay County. 5:15 mark of this fourth quarter. Lance Burchett going to go over 1,000 yards tonight. I'm feeling it safe to say he came into this contest with 915 on the year.
Well, add 137 to it, Daniel.
I saw him in the office at school the other day, and I said, no one better watch out. I said, he's at 1046. You're 915. You may catch him. And having two receivers over 1,000 yards, just completely new territory for a Bulldog offense. We've only had one 1,000-yard receiver in the entirety history of our program, and that was Wyatt Mabry back in 2015, prior to this year. Now we've got two of them. Hernandez kicked good, 28-7, 5:15 left in this contest.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Back here live, Bulldog Football being presented by Clay Fire Sports, and the video feed tonight, special sponsor Eco Panels of Tennessee, covering the video feeds for this TWSWA first round of the playoffs. Finally, a three-possession lead, Thomas, set for the big Lance Burgett touchdown, 28-7. We kind of thought we might get to this point at halftime, but four Clay County turnovers in the first half and a great performance by the Panthers has made this thing a full four-quarter ball game.
Yeah, this is a great effort by them. Clay County finally finding their footing here late in this one, Daniel, and putting it away with that last score, a strike, a 32-yarder from Nate Adams to Lance Burchett. And you mentioned Clay Power Sports, Nico Pendles in Tennessee. We appreciate them and all of our other sponsors for making all this coverage happen for our watchers and viewers and listeners, Daniel. And, you know, just another way to brag on these athletes thanks to these sponsors.
Absolutely. 4:40 and ticking fourth quarter. Clay County looking like everything going to be safe here to advance on to next week's second round of the playoffs. That'll be against the Whipple Tigers out of the Sequatchie Valley, who will make the drive up Highway 28 to Dunlap and then hit 111 and come over this way. 4:15 and ticking. Of course, Sail Creek making the little bit over a two-hour drive, very similar drive. They probably came through Dunlap themselves once they dropped off that side of the valley. Of course, several folks had asked me the last couple of days, where is Sail Creek? And I explained to them, between Chattanooga and Dayton, they're on 27. It's a beautiful part of the country over there. And certainly wish them safety on the trip home. We got 3:45 left in this one. Dogs up 28-7. Sail Creek with the ball. Second mid-range. Quick screen caught. And going to be turned upfield for the first down. I cannot tell you who that Panther receiver is over there. John might have a good idea. But
Khalil Escobar.
Okay. A good play by him.
I take that back. That was number 11, Luke Cecil.
Yeah, we've seen, you know, the Panthers have some capable athletes, and we've talked about it multiple times during this broadcast, how they just kind of keep getting better.
Credit
the coaching staff and what they've got going. You talk about the clean game that they played. No turnovers for them. They might have had the one fumble just a while ago.
The recent
one. Here late. Very well-coached team here.
Certainly are. First and 10 now for the Panthers. Escobar to throw. Under pressure. Rolls to the right. Hayden Adams in pursuit. Dumped off. Going to be caught. Nolan Adams. No action. Lance Burchett. Going to up in the receiver. That was the younger Escobar. Yeah. And he says first down.
Yeah, that's back-to-back completions there for Escobar. I mean, how impressive has he been?
Sure.
Running the football, throwing the football. And Clay County is in somewhat of a prevent here, I think, dropping back and running their press coverage like they're usually in, Daniel. But the Panthers are moving the football.
3:10 and ticking, fourth quarter. Ball at the 44. Panthers break cut. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Two back set. Escobar under center. Hand off to the back. Number 32, he squirts head for some yardage before Worm Smith holds on. Boy, that's some good hard running right there. Loose ball. Clay Kenny says they've got him. Lance Burchett giving us the possession call. Nate Adams last week doing that on that big fumble. I didn't realize we'd forced it loose. Because I saw Nate celebrating, and I think he made the first possession change call last week on that one. And it was Lance Burchett tonight getting the call right. Clay Kenny football. 2:48 mark. John, 32? Was that in the ball carry?
No, that was 22, Gilly. We've seen him carry it before.
Strong run by him.
Yeah,
not quite strong enough, though. He got it ripped out there at the end.
2:48 left. Clay County up 28-7. Daniel, can't really go victory formation here. Got to run a few plays.
Give the Soto. Give the Worm.
Looks like Soto going to be the back. I see 28 on the sideline.
And that's what we saw kind of change this game. The running of Aiden Soto, who's over 100 yards, and then the one possession Worm Smith was in, the two senior running backs kind of flipping the momentum for Clay County in this one.
First and 10 Dogs, three wide right, 2:48 left, 28-7 the score. Nate in the gun, going to throw, rolls to the right, looking downfield, wants a big one going down the sideline. Going to be caught. Lance Burchett hauling in another. What a game. What a back-to-back series of games. He's had 197, I believe it was, against Gordonsville in the big Region 4A championship contest.
I'm at 137 plus, whatever that's going to be.
A good one there. Where did the play start? Did I even call it off?
33.
Up to the 43. So 17 with seven more, I suppose.
24.
210 and ticking. Hand off to Soto. Aiden across the 40, down to the Sail Creek 39. Down to 2 minutes, down to that point where Clay County can milk it away here. So the Dogs going to survive. What was a slow progressing game. Took that 7-0 lead early when Nate hit Nolan. And that was all for a long time. Sail Creek answered with the 50-yard Escobar touchdown. And we were 7-7. All the way up into the half and on beyond. Nate to throw, rolling left, wants Lance, going to dump it off to him on the wheel. Lance with it, 30, 25, 20, brought down at the 15. Going to go out of bounds. 1:23 and the clock will stop there. So Nate marching towards a number that we never thought we would mention for a Clay County quarterback, and that being 3,000 yards, came in 8 yards shy of 2,500 to tonight. They're going to finish with a little over 200, I would say. Stay tuned to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show to get the final tallies on that.
You're way under.
Well, we don't want to give it away. We want them to hang around in here, right?
That's right.
First and 10, ball sitting at the 15. Victory formation here for the Dogs. Nate going to take a knee. 50 seconds and ticking. Dogs have to do that one more time. This one going to end up being a 28-7 Clay County win. Hats off to the Sail Creek Panthers and their head coach, Jason Fitzgerald. And certainly wish them safe travels home tonight. They will wrap up their season 4-7. Still looking for the first playoff win of their program history. Clay County going to advance to 9-2 on the year with this 28-7 win. 20 seconds on the game clock, 5 seconds on the play clock. Nate going to take one more knee. There it is, and this one, with 10 seconds left to play, going to go final. Clay County going to advance on to the second round of the Tito Westaway playoffs, and it's going to be right here at John Tipples Field 1 week from tonight, and it'll be the Wetwell Tigers who will be coming in. Final score in this one, Clay County 28, Sail Creek 7. Stay with us for the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all Chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner. Every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show. First round of the playoffs has ended, and it finds Clay County 28, Sail Creek 7. Dogs moving to 9-2 on the year. The Panthers ending their season at 4-7. Going to go ahead now. Of course, final score 28-7, if I didn't say that. We're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, the story of the first half for Clay County was the turnovers, Daniel. Two interceptions, two fumbles that mattered, stopped drives. One of them stopped in the score, basically, as we fumbled one out of the end zone for a touchback, and it was a 7-7 ball game at the half. The only scoring drive for Clay County came. It was a 70-yard scoring drive, and that was when Nate Adams and Lance Burchett and others were hooking up. Two passes from Nate to Lance, a 15-yarder and a 16-yarder. Then he hit Nolan for 17, Soto for 16. It was capped by a Nate Adams to Nolan Adams, 6-yard touchdown. Manny Hernandez hit the extra point. It was 7-0. We were feeling pretty good.
Yep.
But here comes Sail Creek.
Absolutely.
Kari Escobar broke free for a 50-yard touchdown. It was a tie ball game, 7-7. In the first quarter, Daniel, and it stayed that way throughout the second as the Sail Creek defense kind of bowed up on Clay County, forced them to fumble the football, do uncharacteristic things we haven't seen out of the Dogs, and again, credit Sail Creek to just battling to halftime, a 7-7 tie that nobody expected.
Absolutely. You know, full hats off and credit to the Panthers. I think they came in and performed in a way the Dogs weren't expecting. I think Clay County may be overlooking this South Creek program a little bit, and head coach Jason Fitzgerald in his second year leading them, he's turned them into a quality team. I don't care if it's a 4-6 record coming in. They're a good football team, and they were showing it tonight early.
Yeah, they did. And we thought, okay, Clay County's going to get the ball coming out in the third quarter, get this thing rolling. But South Creek didn't lay down then either. Turned them over on downs on a 4th-and-7 at the 30-yard line, Daniel. After we had some things going, so Clay County didn't capitalize on that opening drive, and then Sail Creek went for the fake punt, kind of flipped momentum a little bit. Clay County went to the run game with Aiden Soto and Worm Smith, kept things simple. Coach Lamb just kind of drove it down the Panthers' throat. Aiden Soto, 3 carries, and they're in the end zone when they took advantage of the short field, a 24-yard rushing touchdown for Soto that capped out and made it 14-7. And that kind of got everything fired up. Clay County got a 3-and-out on the next possession. Worm Smith, the senior, comes in. Multiple carries down the field. Reese Adams mixed in from the tight end as Nate Adams hit him a couple times on that one, and then Worm capping the next drive with a 1 yard score, and it was 21-7. Pretty much over after that because the Panthers hadn't moved the ball much in the second half, and then the exclamation point late as Nate Adams found Lance Burchett for a 32-yard score there in the fourth quarter for your final of 28-7. Dogs survive in advance literally here tonight on John Teeples Field and move on to face Whitwell next week.
No doubt. That's the name of the game, survive in advance. Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. John, do you want to give Sail Creek numbers before or after our break? Up to you completely.
I'll wait.
All right, we're going to play a promo. Come right back here on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts post-game show for the full stat rundown and the announcement of the TDS Top Performer.
You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS Top Player and a final scoreboard update as we wrap up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live for the final time from John Teeples Field tonight. Final score in this first round of the TWSAA playoffs, Clay County 28, Sail Creek 7. Dogs advance. They'll be playing against the Whitwell Tigers here next week. We'll talk more about that in a few moments after we go through the stats from this contest.
Me or you, John?
I'll go ahead. Total yards for Sail Creek. Hadn't quite got there yet. Let's go individual first. Mm-hmm. Passing, Kari Escobar was 7 of 13 for 41 yards. Receiving-wise, number 11, Luke Cecil, 3 for 25. Evan Higgins, 1 for 1 yard. Khalil Escobar, 1 for 15 yards. Michael Gilley, 2 catches for 0 yards. Rushing-wise, Kari Escobar, 14 carries for 48 yards and a touchdown. Evan Higgins, 9 carries for 78 yards. Michael Gilley, 3 carries for 15 yards. I'll get back to you here in a minute with those totals.
Okay, sounds good. Clay County racking up a total of 497 yards on 66 offensive plays tonight, 32 rushes, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Nate Adams, another just unbelievable night, really. 24 for 34, 347 yards and 2 touchdowns. Didn't have those 2 crucial interceptions in the first half that kind of slowed this ball game down a little bit. But just another amazing night for Adams, really, through there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we used to talk about it with Tyree Key. We'd be sitting there watching a ball game together, and, you know, buddy might say, because you always was keeping up for the newspaper, you know, Thomas, hey, how many Tyreek got? About 18? You'd look and say, 32. You know, and Nate does that out here. I said earlier, well, he's got a little bit over 200. No, he's got 347. So kind of deceiving, he's so good.
Yeah, it really is. His receiving-wise, Nolan Adams ends up with 5 catches for 54 yards and a 6-yard touchdown. Reese Adams, 4 catches for 55 yards. Waylon Cherry, 1 for 6. Aiden Soto, 3 for 47. And Lance Burchett, just another outstanding night. Almost 200 yards for the second week in a row. Didn't count how many. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 catches. 185 yards and a touchdown. So just an unbelievable night for him also receiving. Rushing the ball, Nate Adams, after the 2 nils, ended up with 3 carries for 0 yards. Worm Smith had a nice drive, came in with 8 carries, 49 yards, and a 1-yard touchdown. Nolan Adams, one carry for negative three. The team was assessed one for negative eight. And then your bell cow, Aiden Soto, 19 carries, 112 yards on the ground, and that 24-yard touchdown that was so crucial in this contest, Daniel. And, you know, it said, talked about it, rely on your senior backs, and Aiden Soto was the guy that kind of flipped momentum in this one, I thought.
Yeah, it definitely was. And him and Worm Smith, both those back-to-back drives that put the nail in the coffin on this thing. Now may have zoned out, adding some stats up. Have you done defensive yet?
I haven't done defenses. We've got Hayden Adams, two stops, two for loss. Nolan Adams had four tackles, one for loss. Lance Burchett, three tackles. Cole Leeds had three stops. Nate Adams, four tackles. Bryson Sharp, good night for him, five stops, one for loss. Roland Holloway, two tackles. Colton Brown, two, one for loss. Worm Smith, five tackles in that forced fumble. Reese Adams had five, and Aiden Soto with three for Clay County.
John, you want to do the totals before the TDS double form?
Sure. Total yards for Sale Creek, 182 total yards, 141 rushing, 41 passing. So a great night for that dog defense.
Yeah, and a lot of those were the big plays we talked about, guys. So, you know, Clay County defense kind of keeping us into the ballgame, and especially in that first half.
Also, just three penalties for Clay. I think that's a big improvement over the last few games. Three penalties for 25 yards. Sale Creek had about almost 10 penalties, most of them the five-yard variety, that late hit at the end. So
we'll go ahead and announce tonight's TDS top performer from this first round, to the West Dubuque playoff contest. Thomas kind of started pulling some of those nice talking points about him a minute ago. We went with senior running back Aiden Soto. You mentioned him as the bell cow, Thomas. Not often in this offense this season have we had a 19-carry contest, and we saw that. You mentioned a minute ago, 19 for over 100, and it was 7-7, and we had not had any kind of continent. Well, we had. We'd moved the football. We just kept turning it over. We'd had four turnovers, and, you know, we got to that point. Enough was enough. Everybody felt it. Aiden Soto felt it, too. He took it and he kind of personified it on that touchdown run. He did the typical Soto stuff. We saw the stiff arm. We saw a spin. We saw a burst of speed, the vision and the patience. And he put it in there and it was 14-7. And we separated finally from a really good Panther football team. Soto, one of those with the intangibles. I get to observe him up in Clay County High School on a regular basis. And, you know, we talk about certain kids being the total package of whatever different area. Well, Aiden Soto is one of them, just to being a good human being as far as I can see. You know, he's a very well-mannered young man. He's a very intelligent young man. He handles his business the way he should. He's a good-looking kid, plays ball well. He just does a lot of stuff the way he's supposed to do it, and he's an impressive guy. And, you know, all of that factors into him being good out here on the football field too.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Daniel. And again, I think I said this before, but as soon as Aiden Soto took the field in that first game here for his senior season, I saw a different kid. You know, obviously he's worked, he's matured, and it's paid off for him here in his senior season. And I think Coach Lamb said, hey, Soto, this one's yours to bring home right here. We need a score, and he just kept feeding him. And you see what he did, you know, not – the big explosive plays, Daniel, you know, we had a couple of 8, 7, 9 yard runs in there. The biggest run he had was that touchdown run, and he was not going to be denied.
No.
Credit to the offensive line kind of getting him that gap, but he went through that second level with reckless abandon. I think he had a cram call from you.
He did.
That's always a big thing for us here on the Horizon Sports Network, but I just liked it. I went back to basics with your senior tailback. And got a first-round playoff win because of Aiden Soto's will and attitude to run the football.
No doubt. And, you know, I mentioned it in the broadcast, going to bring it up one more time. Coming into tonight, 95 carries for 611 yards. Those are good numbers. Here's the one I like the best. When you divide those two into each other, 6.4 yards per carry. We see sometimes, you know, Aiden, we saw it tonight, he had a loss of about four. So when you have a negative four, you're going to have an explosive on the other side of that to get up to that 6 yards per carry average, that shows you the big runs that he's had throughout the course of this year. And we saw some of those tonight. Aiden Soltis, we didn't even talk about defense. Does a good job from his outside linebacker position.
No doubt.
Just a solid, consistent player. I know that if you ask the coaches, they would praise him as being a coachable player that listens and tries to implement what they tell him. So Aiden Soto, tonight's TDS top performer from this first round playoff contest. We'll kick over to John here for my favorite segment, the final scoreboard update. This one brought to us by Ashok Strong Insurance.
You like it best because it's the last segment.
That's right.
Here we go. These are all final scores. Stone Memorial loses to Loudoun 33-21. Marion County takes out Smith County 63-0. Macon County 34, Soddy Daisy 0. South Pittsburgh takes out Red Bull and Spring 60-0. Joe Burns goes down to Whitwell 52-14. Monterey defeats Forest 27-14. Chattanooga Prep over Gordonsville 25-7. Cookeville loses to Riverdale 35-14. Upperman over Signal Mountain 49-0. Westmoreland beats Cannon County 48-14. White County over Red Bank 31-6. York Institute moves on 42-8 over Hampton. And, of course, right here in Solana, Clay County defeats Sail Creek 28-7. This final scoreboard update, sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Solana today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered.
Just a quick update here on some season totals. I could have misadded some, but I think this is right. Nate Adams passing right now 2,839 yards with 36 touchdowns. Nolan Adams receiving 66 catches for 1,097 yards, 18 touchdowns. And Lance Burgett, 58 catches for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns. So we've got an 1,100-yard receiver and a 1,097-yard receiver. Talk about neck and neck.
This is very impressive, guys. We're seeing things that we've never seen before in Clay County. And the best thing we've seen is Clay County moving on to that second round. They're going to host Whitwell here. Need another big crowd.
Absolutely.
I was really impressed with the crowd for this game here from Bulldog Nation. Need to turn out here for John Teeples Field and cheer on these dogs. They're going to need it to get this Whitwell Tiger team that's coming in here. The other one, Chat Prep, South Pittsburgh. On the other side of the bracket that we're in, guys, that's going to be a rematch. Should be a pretty good one down there in Pirate Land, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Let me tell you something. The Whitwell Tigers going to bring a tough, physical, Sequatchie Valley-based football team up here looking for a win. They're not coming up here to lay down, much like this Sail Creek team. They came up and fought. Well, let me tell you, Whitwell will do just the same, and they've even got a deeper tradition. Remember, they're not too many years removed from being the state champion team themselves. 2019, I believe, the year they did that.
I was going to say, we've gone down there before and really taken a pretty good lick from them.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, twice, 2 years
in a row. We need to return the favor this year, I believe.
Absolutely. Of course, we got them 2 years ago in the second round here on John Teeples Field. So a rematch of that one that we saw then. But, yeah, like Thomas said, get out here and watch them, cheer them on in person. We'll be here calling it, though. If you can't make the trip, never fear. Just tune into the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County, 28, Sail Creek, 7, Dogs Survive and Advance. Folks, for John and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.